Welcome to Art Bell, Somewhere in Time. Tonight featuring Coast to Coast AM from June 17th, 1996.
From the high desert and the great American Southwest, I bid you all good evening, good morning, as the case may be across all these many, many time zones. It's good to be here from the Hawaiian and Tahitian Island chains eastward to the Caribbean and the U.S. Virgin Islands, south into South America, north to the pole, and worldwide on the internet. This is Coast to Coast AM live overnight talk radio, because your radio station cares enough to have it on instead of recycled, repetitive, old, relentless repeats, except when they're mine. Hi, everybody. Really is good to be here. I've got a programming note slash alert for you. Tomorrow night at this time, here's one that a lot of you have been waiting for. Fingerprints of the Gods. Message of the Sphinx. Graham Hancock here on his American tour from Britain with us tomorrow night. At the beginning of the program, first hour, you're not going to want to miss Graham Hancock. Kind of thought of as today's Indiana Jones. He's really something, so you're not going to want to miss that. He's on his American tour now. He'll tell you all about it. I promised him in June, and in June it shall be. Okay, well, yes, it is my birthday. Another one. Nothing to panic about, just another birthday. Happy birthday, Art. The Antichrist. Yes, the proof is in. I now know through detailed scientific calculations that you are truly the Antichrist. You are 51 years old. 5 plus 1 equals 6. Your birthday is on the 17th. 7 minus 1 equals 6. Your birth month, the 6th month of the year. And this, of course, 1996. So, any way you look at it, the numbers add up to 666. Even 666. 6-6. As Tennessee Ernie Ford sang so many years ago, yes, I do remember this song, but I'm still not as old as you. I take 16 calls. What do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, because I can't go. I owe my soul to the devil below. Okay, so I took a little artistic license. Anyway, have a truly happy birthday, Art, and remember, life gets mighty precious when there's less of it to waste, till the comet do us part. Steve in Portland. And from my network, this.
Hey, Art, everybody here at the network got together, and they want to wish you a happy birthday. And, of course, you're only at the big 5-1 right now. I don't know whether I should say that. But welcome to the club.
What?
Welcome. He's old, isn't he?
Get a great card.
Okay. Here we go.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, boy.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Art. Happy birthday to you.
Hello.
And just thank you all. Thank you. Thank you. And I want to thank the network for the present that it got me for my birthday, which is no mean machine. I'll tell you, it's really something. It is a Yaesu. Do you know what a Yaesu is? The FT-1000. It's a ham radio, for those of you who don't know. So thank you, all, everybody up at the network. I have it fired up, and I'll be using it. Have been using it, actually. It is incredible. It has every bell and whistle any ham could ever want to have. Wonderful birthday present. And here's another one for me. An earthquake registering a preliminary magnitude of 7.9 chimed in on my birthday. 7.9, I said. Yikes. Near Java, Indonesia. So you might want to make note of that. I imagine this one shook them up, but good. 7.9 is in the category of a large earthquake. And I just got this a few moments ago, and you have to wonder why they're doing this. From Reuters News, scientists seeking to unlock the secrets of Mount Vesuvius will rattle one of the world's most famous and potentially deadly volcanoes next week with 8 tons of high explosives. 8 tons of high explosives. Now, excuse me, but why would you want to do that to a volcano that's getting ready to go anyway? This strikes me as one of the dumber ideas. Vesuvius most famously erupted in 79 AD. It killed 16,000 and buried the ancient cities of Pompeii beneath a sea of molten lava and ash. It erupted again in 1631, claimed an estimated 18,000 victims. Now below Vesuvius lay about 500,000 people, and they are going to blow it up. Now, I'm sure there is some valid... I mean, scientists and disaster relief experts last year completed a contingency plan to evacuate some 600,000 people from the area of Vesuvius the next time it blows. But why would you want to blow up Vesuvius with 8 tons of high explosives? I'm sure there must be some valid, albeit undetectable scientific reason for doing something like that. But should it result in an eruption, it's going to be thought of as a very poor idea. ValueJet, the Florida crash. ValueJet, as of tonight, midnight, is voluntarily quitting. They will fly no more. The FAA has grounded them beginning at midnight. It all comes after a series of investigations and violations after the fact, 5 weeks after the fact, and the FAA has found them to be not airworthy. They did 2,000 checks, found leaking fuel, missing rivets, mechanics pounding on engines with hammers and chisels, engines that later had to be shut down in flight, this kind of thing. And I recollect, and I bet you do too, right after the crash, the FAA had said, ValueJet is safe. We've been investigating ValueJet, and we have found them to meet all safety requirements. And that was right after the crash. Now, all of a sudden, 5 weeks after the crash, ValueJet is not airworthy and has been shut down. The ValueJet people are really ticked off, angry. They say it's not true. But there you have it. So that tells you how much attention you should pay to after-the-crash statements by the FAA or any government agency. It's like they're trying to cover their butt. Oh, they were okay. We've been monitoring them right along. Well, apparently not closely enough. Either that, or this is a political shutdown, one of the two. Either way, it's not good. White water. The big report is, by now has been released at midnight, 700 pages long, very, very critical of the Clinton administration, contains many allegations of documents withheld, inaccurate testimony, read lies, papers removed from Vince Foster's office, allegedly at the behest of the First Lady. She's the one. This is where this is going, and I've told you since day one that that is where this was going. Now, we know for sure it is. There could be meat here. The biggest charge that the First Lady blocked, read here, possibly obstruction of justice, blocked the investigation into Vince Foster's death. Now, this could be serious. They're still worrying over the billing records lost, then magically found, with the First Lady's latence on them. So, this whole thing now is headed toward the First Lady. Thursday, committee Republicans will come out with a criminal referral list. That means to the special prosecutor who he should look into with regard to possible criminal activity. Could the first lady's name be on that? It could. And so, a long time ago I asked this question. Now it is more relevant, as underscored by the news, than ever. And that is, if the first lady is indicted or is found to have had a big hand in obstructing justice, very serious charge, what do you think our president will do? Let her swing slowly in the breeze, twisting in the breeze? Or do you think he will stand by his woman? I've known for the longest time that it was headed toward the first lady and been saying so every time I had the chance. On the 400-plus files the FBI turned over to the White House, as you know, Director Free said the FBI was victimized. The FBI said we presupposed honor, meaning honor at the White House, and that view has now changed. There is news that the low... Oh, here's a real surprise for you. The low-level military people... Remember that? The ones who supposedly requested the files? Well, now, actually, it is found out they were political types, not low-level military functionaries. And a White House official says the director of the Personnel Security Office is going to be put on leave. Now, as recently as earlier in the day, the White House was saying, absolutely not. Craig Livingston will stay right where he is. Now, he'll be on administrative leave with pay, I might add, with pay, while everybody looks into this. Now, one might reasonably ask whether Mr. Livingston can be fired safely by the president, or whether the number of skeletons that he's aware of in the White House will all come marching out at Mr. Livingston's political demise and attack the president like so many dead rising from the graves. That would be the circle of dead, of course. The Russian elections. Boris Yeltsin, the reformer, incumbent, Gennady Zyuganov, the communist, and the big deal maker, the military man, General Lebed. Probably going to go Yeltsin's way. They asked Lebed earlier. I think it came out to about 35% for Yeltsin, 31.5% for Zyuganov. So Lebed is the kingmaker. Lebed will not go toward Zyuganov. He will probably become Boris Yeltsin's defense minister. And whether or not he can then swing his roughly 15% of the votes to Yeltsin, making it a done deal or not, that remains to be seen. Since Mr. Yeltsin has taken over and the reforms have begun, economic output has shrunk by half, 50%. So has the real income of Russians. They will have a runoff next month. It could make going to Moscow interesting. A Russian leader has never voluntarily given up power. And it may be that Mr. Yeltsin is not going to have to, because he may win. But it is going to make Russia an interesting time, and I wouldn't go at any other time, and I wouldn't miss it for all the world, all the tea in China or Moscow. Lots of other news. We are going to have, though, open lines because of tomorrow night's guest. The church fires continue. The latest, Rocky Point, North Carolina, a church, black church predominantly, that stood for 133 years, burned to the ground. It's now being called racial hostility. Instead of racism, racial hostility. Well, there's a lot of it, isn't there? Deval Patrick, Assistant Attorney General for Civil Rights in the Clinton administration, said, of 21 cases solved in the last 5 years, In many of them, there have been admissions, confessions of racial hostility as the motive. And then you know what he did? He blamed talk radio. He blamed talk radio. This was all on Meet the Press Sunday. Talk radio. Anyway, William Bennett then came on and said, yes, racists probably have done it. But as a result of talk radio, no. Said that was a real reach. They found only minor conspiracies in two or three of the fires. In other words, people getting together and planning two or three fires, but not in all of the cases. This is beginning to get to be very serious. Ralph Reed, who is the Christian Coalition leader, is holding a summit tomorrow in Atlanta, my time zone, Atlanta today. And one prestigious black leader said, it is indeed the Christian Coalition which brewed up the atmosphere that led to these fires in the first place. And Ralph Reed, not precisely admitting that, did say that, yes, in the past, Christians may have contributed to an atmosphere that resulted in these fires. Do you think somebody, and who do you think that somebody is, or somebodies, are trying to promote a race war in America? There's good reason to believe that. Another volcano, a volcano, I should say, erupting in New Zealand, a big one, sending ash miles, about 8 miles, up into the air, forcing authorities there to declare a danger zone. It closed several airports. Civil Aviation Authority imposed a danger zone prohibiting any flights in darkness anywhere near it. So there you've got it. I've got more news here for sure, but we'll get to it as we can. We've got a lot we've got to get done this morning, and it's been a little while since we've had open lines, since we've had so many guests, and tomorrow night we will do it again. Boy, you just absolutely don't want to miss Graham Hancock. He'll be here in the first hour of the show. Somebody sent me a little list of things that don't make sense. Have you ever wondered, why isn't phonetic spelled the way it sounds? That's a really good question. I mean, of all words that ought to be spelled as they sound, phonetic certainly is one of them. Or have you ever asked yourself, and maybe some of my Hawaiian folks can answer this, why are there interstate highways in Hawaii? Nowhere to go. Why are there flotation devices under airplane seats instead of parachutes? How does the guy that drives the snowplow get to work every morning? And by the way, if a cow laughed, would milk come out her nose? And they go on, these questions that nobody really has an answer for. Why do they put braille dots on the keypad of drive-up ATMs? Now there's one to ponder. Or why is it that when you're driving and looking for an address, you turn down the volume on the radio? Anybody with any of the answers to any of those questions is invited to call in. Actually, everybody's invited to call in, no matter what you'd like to talk about. Those are but a few ideas, and I've got more. And they'll be here right after this break.
This is Premier Networks. That was Art Bell hosting Coast to Coast AM on this Somewhere in Time. Somewhere in time. Tonight featuring Coast to Coast AM from June 17, 1996.
Good morning, everybody. And here's a little idea of what's ahead on Dreamland, those of you who would like to know. Yes, I was gone yesterday because of my birthday. June 23rd, it's Travis Walton and Mike Rogers back again. They've got a brand new book, and it's awfully well done. Authors of Fire in the Sky, about the biggest abduction case in all of ufology. That's this coming Sunday. Then June 30th, Robert Teets, author of West Virginia UFOs, a look at encounters in the Mountain State. July 7th, Dr. Michael Newton, author of Journey of Souls. July 14th, Stanton Friedman, the flying saucer physicist, an atomic physicist. He was on the show here not long ago. July 21st, Constantinos, author of Vampires, The Occult Truth. Interview with a vampire author. July 28th, Kurt Southerly, author of Strange Encounters, UFOs, Aliens, and Monsters Among Us. August 4th, 11th, and 18th, it's bye-bye time. I'm on my way to Northern Europe, Scandinavia, Russia, Moscow. I'll call you from Red Square or something. August 25th, Dan Wright, director of MUFON. So there you've got it. That's what's coming up on Dreamland. I thought you might like to know. And this fact's just in. There is only one worthy choice, Art, for Bob Dole's vice presidential running mate, and that person is Marge Schott. Because, ladies and gents, we only got one shot at it. Imagine the sublime beauty of Marge sitting there chomping on a big old stogie presiding over the Senate. Imagine Marge telling Thomas Daschle, sit down, blankety blank, you're out of order. These things alone are worth the price of admission, Rob in San Carlos. And this... Oh, what wonderful birthday wishes. Happy birthday, Art. In appreciation to you and your great show, we'd like to become a corporate sponsor as well as send you a birthday gift all at one time. So, we are forwarding to you a check in the sum of $1 million for you to use at your discretion. Best wishes on your birthday, Art. The Freeman. West of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hello.
How are you doing, Art?
I'm all right.
This is Ben calling from Provo.
Yes, sir.
I just got a question about radio.
Okay.
If you would. I've been listening to you for about a half a year now, and ever since I've started, I've had to pick through a couple different stations. I pick you up usually with KCNR,
right.
1320.
Oh, yes.
But like about every 15 to 30 seconds, there cycles into the broadcast a buzzing noise that lasts for about another 15, 30 seconds. And then it increases in loudness, and then it just cuts out.
Mm-hmm.
And I cannot figure out what to do. Do you have any idea on what would be causing this and what could solve it?
How far are you from Salt Lake City?
I'm down in Provo. Provo to Salt Lake City is about 40 miles.
Yeah, that'd be about right. That's selective fading. It's called selective fading. And
okay.
It's because the ionosphere is thicker and then thinner and thicker and thinner. And it produces a distortion. In other words, what's occurring is you're getting a signal in and out of phase.
Okay.
And one thing that, the only thing I know of that helps it directly is the select antenna that C. Crane sells.
Oh, okay.
That will not eliminate it totally, but it'll take out about 90%.
That's fine. Because, I can still barely hear the program when it comes in full strength, that buzzing, but...
And have you noticed... That it always fades at the most interesting parts.
But
the commercials come in loud and clear.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I know, just when you were talking about one of the volcano things, and you said, this just in, and then it fades out, I'm
That's right. That's exactly right.
Art, thanks a lot.
You're welcome, sir,
bye-bye.
And have a good morning. I just, we've got the one volcano that's just let loose, and they're planning on detonating high explosives on Vesuvius. Now, I tell you, in the world of things that seem dumb, detonating high explosives at a volcano that they say will go at any time just doesn't seem like a good idea. But what do I know? East of the Rockies, you're on the air, top of the morning.
Happy birthday, Art.
Thank you.
thought I'd just call and wish you happy birthday. And I think that I got your watch the other day. I thought it's a real good watch.
Yeah, by the way, the watches, by the way, are almost gone.
I ordered it the very first day.
You're lucky. They're about gone, and they're going to be a single edition. This will be all there is after this. No more babies, so they'll be a collector's item.
Another thing I'd mention is Major Dames, when you had the repeat.
Yes.
That was very interesting.
Yes.
One thing I've noticed on the mailing list that you have on the Internet was someone told me that he made a prediction about 1994, there'd be a landing of aliens, and... how that didn't happen. He said, you know, they'd land and be...
No, wait a minute. How do you know it didn't happen?
Well, they said it'd be advertised and everyone would know. And
oh, I see. Well, you're right about that. It wasn't public if it occurred.
But so I just mentioned that, but he says he's 100% correct all the time.
Well, I don't know that he made that prediction in the first place. So, unless you know your information to be absolutely accurate,
It was just said that he made that prediction somewhere.
I know, but people say a lot of things.
That's true. Well, happy birthday.
All right, thank you very much. Happy birthday. Why do we celebrate birthdays? Should birthdays be celebrated, or should one be depressed about them? Well, I suppose as you're struggling to be 16 and then, of course, 21, you celebrate. But it seems to me after 21, there is no real reason to celebrate a birthday exactly. Unless you want to celebrate the fact that you've made it another year. Other than that, you're just marking another year of age. So what's to celebrate? I noticed down here at the bottom, Bob wrote, "Hi, guys," meaning Ramona and myself. "So we're going to Moscow no matter who is elected?" Question mark. Yes, Bob, we're going no matter who is elected. Bob, we went to communist China. And that's a lot scarier than Moscow any day of the week, I think. Well, I don't know that for sure, but the answer is yes. I wouldn't miss... Get all the way over there to St. Petersburg and not go to Moscow. Are you kidding? Of course I'm going to Moscow. Why not? I'll never get back there, I'm sure of it. Well, I'm not sure of it, but I imagine that I'll never get back there, so I want to see Moscow. Yes, I'm going. Yes, we are going. Call the wild card lines, area 702-727-1295. No, Charlie.
We've
got to start all over again. You're not allowed to use your last name, so let us begin again. Your name is Charlie, and you're calling from?
Calling from Loma Linda,
very
California.
Good. All right.
And I wonder if you've heard much about this vehicle confiscation that's going on across the country.
The what?
Vehicle confiscation.
What are they confiscating? There's confiscating cars. Of who?
That's correct.
Who?
Well, there's a business effort through pollution credits, to take away most of the public's automobiles.
I don't believe that.
You don't believe that?
No, Americans love their cars. They wouldn't give up their cars. There'd be a revolution. What do you mean take away most of the public's cars?
In California, there is a process called pollution credits trading that we're told...
I know all about that, yes.
That we're told will eliminate an awful lot of the public's automobiles in California in a short period of time.
Now it's just California or the whole nation?
The process is being, laws are being created across the nation to do this.
Mm.
But they're all in place in California already.
Well, they'll rip my car out of my cold, dead hand.
Well, and that's a possibility. What we're seeing as...
Kill us for our cars?
Beg your pardon?
They're going to kill us for our cars?
No. That is not what I'm saying.
Now let me review what I said. I said they'll rip it out of my cold, dead hand. You said that's a possibility.
Okay, that was a misstatement.
I see.
I do believe that people will steal cars in order to turn them in for crushing process because of the tremendous incentives that have been set up in the pollution credit trading game.
Oh, you mean money for cars?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, well. So
we've created a false economic system which has some beneficiaries.
Hey, listen, how much would you offer me if I were to endorse my $1 million Freeman check over to you?
I'm afraid I don't have much to offer you, sir.
All right.
We're really concerned about the public and how they're being treated here. We understood that there's two issues that are being worked pretty heavily in the San Francisco area in the media, on the radio and on television.
Mm-hmm.
And they are an issue of the new reformulated gasoline and this enhanced IM program, mm-hmm. which we perceive as a car crushing program or a vehicle confiscation program.
Well, there are a lot of cars out there that ought to be crushed.
Well, but should there be a tremendous economic incentive to government to do that?
I've got a neighbor who's got a car that ought to be crushed. I've got to run. Thank you very much. This car ought to be crushed. Anyway. I understand. Well, as long as they're going to pay for them. I mean, as long as they're not coming with high-powered rifles to declare us to be compounds and big loudspeakers and dying rabbits and stuff until we give up our cars. First time caller line, you're on the air. Hello.
Whoa, hey, let me turn the radio down.
Well, good idea.
Art.
Yes, where are you?
I'm in Northwest Colorado.
All right.
Hey.
Hey.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Missed you last weekend.
Well, you mean yesterday?
Yeah.
Sunday, yes. Mm-hmm. Well, I was partying.
Hey, I was listening to a show weeks ago with one of your guests. His name was Damon.
Who?
Damon.
Brinkley. Danion Brinkley.
Uh-huh. And you guys were talking about the show that was going to be on UPN, and UPN is not available here.
Well, then you missed it.
And I missed it. And what was the long and the short of it?
Well, now, I it was one of the astronauts. It was Gordon Cooper.
Oh.
You really missed a good one.
Yeah, I guess I did.
That's all I can say.
I'm a big fan of Gordon Cooper, too.
Mm.
Well, I got good news for you. You're not the Antichrist. It's Hillary.
You think so?
Hillary.
Hillary, yeah. Well, Hillary is indeed the one that's going to be the target of all of this, and I've been saying that, I think, for about a year and a half. And the question is, if it turns out that she obstructed justice, that is a very serious thing to have done, and she will be in very big trouble. The question is, what will the Prez do? Stand by his woman? Give her perhaps some sort of pardon? He could do that, you know. Or let her twist slowly in the breeze. You know how they begin that, right? They say, the president will come out and say, well, I have 100% confidence in Hillary, right? That'll be on day one.
Oh, yeah.
Then on day two, well, I'm sure that Hillary didn't do anything wrong, and I still have confidence in her. By day three and then day four, it's drop her like a hot rock.
And then maybe weeks later we get the old Jerry Ford and there was no deal beforehand.
Yeah, that's exactly right. All right, thank you. Oh, boy. Good morning. You're on the air coast to coast AM with Art Bell. Where are you calling from, please?
Hi, this is Brent up in Washington.
Byrne in Washington?
Brent
in Washington. What's on your mind, Brent?
Hey, I wanted to thank you for some very interesting radio last week.
Glad you enjoyed it. You don't want to miss Graham Hancock tomorrow night.
Okay. I think I was the one that started that because I was asking about Hellbop, and then all of a sudden you brought all these people on your show.
Must have been you.
Yeah. I think you got some excellent guests, and I tell all of my friends about your show.
All right, my friend. Well, you deserve a lot of credit. First time caller line, you're on the air. Good morning.
Hey, Art.
Hey, yes.
Hey, how old are you?
How old do you think I am?
42.
Yep, that's it.
No.
42.
No, you're not.
No, I'm not.
How old are you? Oh, okay. Us that don't have the internet, we can't see your picture. What do you look like?
I look ageless.
Well, I would imagine, because I've heard that you look very young.
I'm told that.
But how old are you, really?
I'm going to stop saying.
Okay.
This is it.
Well, what sign are you, then?
What sign am I?
June.
Now, let's think about that
a
real
cancer?
Hard. It's June 17th. No, I'm not a Cancer.
Well, what's before Cancer, then?
Gemini.
So that means you get along with everybody.
I don't know about that.
Well, anyway, thank you, Art.
Well, thank
for everything.
You.
This is Gail from Denver. We love you.
Thank you, Gail.
And you're not perfect.
No, I'm not.
I have a lot of issues I disagree with. But would you tell us what you look like for us that don't...
How do you know that doesn't might not mean that you're not perfect?
I'm not.
I mean, I could be perfect, and the areas of disagreement that we have could merely point toward your imperfection.
Nobody on this earth is perfect, and you are just making this life on this earth tolerable.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, of course.
Yeah, but anyway, I'm in your 40s.
In my 40s.
Are you?
No.
30s. 50s.
Yeah. I'm 51.
Are you?
Yeah.
So let's see, this is 1996.
I was born in 1945.
God. Okay, so, really, I'm a nurse. I deal with patients. So you look younger than you are. So, you haven't seen much of that desert sun.
Well, that's what it is, and I attribute it to that. I stay out of the sun. Thank you, Gail. I don't know if that's it or it's just genetic or what it is. I do perhaps to some look younger than I really am. Maybe I'm lying. Maybe I'm really 42. There's no way you can know for sure, is there? East of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hi.
Greetings from Kansas, Art.
Well, greetings from Nevada.
Happy birthday to you, and I've got a couple questions. One is, which side do you part your hair on?
My left side, and then I erase the part. I just do that as part of the prep.
The reason I ask, I've got a couple of pictures of you, and what the pictures are, it's a mirror image. One, you've got your hair part on the right, one it's on the left. I got that when I set off for the travel stuff, and there were two different pictures, but it's the same picture. Somebody flipped the negative, and I was trying to figure out which one's right.
Which one's right? Well, I point it on the left, and then I sort of erase it with a... You know, I blow dry my hair.
Okay, I got a request for you. While you're gone on that wonderful trip that I'm not going to be able to go on with you, unfortunately, please play the best of Art Bell. Because when you were gone last time, these may be some of your very best friends that filled in for you. But Art, you're so far above them on the scale.
That's very nice of you. I don't know what we're going to do yet.
I don't want to hurt their feelings because I'm, you know, sure they're nice people. But it just wasn't anywhere close to listening to the Art Bell show.
Well,
and I'd much rather listen to reruns of you.
You get used to things. I think that's probably what they're going to do. But, you know, a final determination, as they say, has not been made. So.
Well, you've had so many great shows here lately. You just got a wealth of stuff to choose from to put on. So
that's true.
I'd be quite happy sitting back here in Kansas listening to old Art Bell shows. So if you could do
Art.
That, I'd be happy.
Old Art is right. All right. Thank you very much. I'm getting old. 51 years old, my God. Do you know, when I started this program, I was in my early 40s. This show, Coast to Coast. Well, actually, West Coast AM, then Coast to Coast. I was in my early 40s, and I've been here ever since. Phew. Doesn't seem possible. Anyway, it leads me back to why should we celebrate birthdays? Why wouldn't it be a day instead when you would hang black crepe, walk through in a mist of depression, one more year gone? And they go faster and faster and faster and faster as you go, too. That's another thing that's hard to account for. First time caller line, you're on the air. Hi.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Art Bell. Happy birthday to you.
Well, you can sing. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Santa Rosa, California.
Santa Rosa, yes.
Yeah.
Well, good to have you. What is your first name?
My first name is Luisa.
Luisa. Oh, that's a nice name.
Thank you. I wanted to let you know that the famous Chupacabra has two songs now.
Has what?
Two songs written about it.
Two songs? Oh, yeah, there are several songs running around.
Mm-hmm.
And I was interviewed in Sacramento the other day by my affiliate KST in Sacramento.
Uh-huh.
And they've got a really cool Chupacabra song, and they're supposed to be sending it to me, so we'll see.
They're funny.
The Chupacabra is a wonderful thing. It's good for us. We need monsters, and the Chupa is a great one.
Well, they made it a real legend now.
Do you know that people are now sending me chupa suckers, all day suckers? They're called chupa suckers. And I just got a chupa t-shirt.
Oh, how cool.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I should get one.
Well, What really should be on the front of somebody's T-shirt is the photograph that I've got, the first one.
That sucker is ugly.
Have you seen it?
No, I haven't.
I like the guy. He took that. Oh, you haven't seen it. He took the photograph. You've got to see it.
I heard that's very ugly.
Oh, it is. And he posted it in a 7-Eleven store as a lost dog.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy came in after about five or six beers, took five or six good looks at the photograph, and said, "Hey, did that thing run away from you, or did you run away from it?" Listen, love, I gotta go.
Bye.
Headed toward the top of the hour here. We'll be right back.
The trip back in time continues with Art Bell hosting Coast to Coast AM. More Somewhere in Time coming up. Tonight featuring Coast to Coast AM from the 17th of June, 1996.
By the way, welcome to KVOE in Emporia, Kansas. Glad to have you on board. I wonder where Emporia, Kansas is. Somebody might call me and tell me. They are 1400 on the dial, blazing across the flatlands back in Kansas. I remember driving through Kansas. What an experience. Flat? Ooh, flat? Really neat country. For a guy into radio, it's really neat because with radio in Kansas and adjacent states, you can predict exactly. In fact, the FM stations back there can tell you you'll lose it at mile marker so-and-so. And sure enough, boy, mile marker so-and-so will come up and they're gone. Or the other way around, they will appear at a certain mile marker. That's how distinct it is. From Harry in Portland, Oregon, Harry says, "I named my new dog Congress because of the way he does his business in the house." Dear Art, I was listening to the tape of Major Dame's last interview on your show, and a thought occurred to me. Is it not a violation of one's privacy to remote view on another person? Well, sure it is. Whether it works or not, a business involved in attempting to look into another person's activities sounds like trespassing to me. That's Dave, KCMO in Kansas City. Yeah, Dave, I mean, sure. Sure it is. Unless you invite it, I did that one night. I'm really tempted to try that experiment again, except it was so weird. Ooh, it really was weird. Art, happy birthday. Wish you many more. Best commonals. If the First Lady is indicted, Bill will step down, saying he'll stand by his wife and cannot govern under those conditions. President Gore will pardon both of them because they were such hard-working people. Did the best for the country. Bill Clinton will then head for his new job at the UN. Regards, Vince. West of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hi.
Hello?
Hello.
I'm calling Art Bell.
Well, you have Art Bell. That's me.
Oh, gee, I can't hardly believe that I actually got a hold of you.
Well, it seems you have.
Okay, well, great. Well, listen, I've had so many things on my mind over the years, Art.
Me too. Most of them have slipped by, though.
Yeah, they have. I've suffered through your cats, and I'm a veterinary technician.
Ah.
And so I have a lot of empathy for you. But what's on my mind tonight, actually, is I'm going on vacation to Sandpoint, Idaho, and I don't know how to get a hold of you.
You mean how to listen to me in Sandpoint, Idaho?
Yeah.
No problem. Just tune around the dial. There are at least a half dozen stations that you'll hear in Sandpoint. No problem.
No problem.
No problem.
Okay. Well, I got to make sure that I take you to bed. I can't sleep without you. I also have a brother in Pelzer, South Carolina, that can't seem to pick you up.
Where in where?
Pelzer, South Carolina.
Well, I'd like to say I know where Pelzer is, but off the top of my head, I don't. We're all over South Carolina. You ought to be able to hear us. What is Pelzer near?
Well, it's about 2 hours from Atlanta.
From Atlanta. Near Charleston anywhere?
About 4 hours from Charleston.
Mm-hmm. Florence, Columbia, Spartanburg, Greenwood.
Greenwood.
Greenville.
Greenville.
Yeah. Any of those sound familiar?
Yeah, Greenville sounds familiar.
All right. Tell them to listen to 1330 WFBC.
30.
Yep.
Great.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, and have fun. And I wonder, I should have asked her why she picked Sandpoint, Idaho to go to. That reminds me, they're going to detonate high explosives on Vesuvius. Anybody have any idea why they might be doing that? In the top 10 list of things that I would think you wouldn't want to do right now would be to detonate high explosives on a volcano that's about to go anyway, but what do I know? Anyway, absolutely fresh flowers, a Vesuvius-like impact. Call 1-800-562-6438. Art, if Hillary is indicted by Ken Starr, is it legal for the president to pardon her? Doesn't the president have to recuse himself since he is partial to Hillary? Well, presidents can do what they want, Mike, in Ohio. Thank you for the happy birthday. He could do it, but he shouldn't. I'm sure that he could actually pardon her because presidents have that power. But it would be political suicide. Of course, it is his wife, so he might do that. And Mr. Clinton has done a lot of things that have not come back to haunt him, even though Whitewater seems rather haunting at the moment. West of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hello.
Yes, I had a question. When you were talking about the Braille earlier.
Yes.
It reminded me of a question that I once had. Can blind people dream?
Yeah, absolutely, they do. Now, how they dream and how their dreams differ from ours is a really interesting question, and I would like to talk to a sightless person about that. I would assume sightless since birth would be very different. If you had been at one time sighted and lost your vision, then you'd probably dream fairly normally.
Mm-hmm.
But never having been sighted, it's an interesting question.
Would it be like, you know, smells and sounds? Or
I would think so. But I'm not sure about that. Let's ask.
Okay.
We'll do that. But I think it is an important question. Why would they put Braille at a drive-up ATM?
Good question.
Uh-huh. It is a good question. Thank you very much for the call. I mean, what it presumes is impossible. So. But he's right. Would a sightless person dream as we dream? Sightless since birth. Would a sightless person please call? I really would like to know myself. That's curious, isn't it? First time caller line, you're on the air.
Hi, Art. I wanted to ask you, I'm calling from Stockton.
Stockton, all right.
Yes, I invented a few things. And I don't know nothing about patenting, Art, and I've heard some commercials on TV and on the radio show about patenting, and I was just wondering, could you help me out?
Yes, are your inventions potentially worth millions?
I hope so.
Uh-huh. Send them to me. No, I can't help you. I'm not a patent attorney. I don't know.
Well, I was just wondering, maybe somebody, you know, on the air could probably help me out. You know?
Well, they do have a lot of services that advertise for inventors. I'm a little leery of them.
Yeah, that's the same here, you know.
Probably the guy that invented the 10,000-mile carburetor sent it into one of those services.
Hmm. Yeah, well, that helps me out there, too, because I've heard some commercials on the radio and TV, and I'm kind of leery of them, you know.
Listen, the Freeman are sending me a $1 million check for my birthday. And I was wondering if I were to endorse that to you, would it be worth on the dollar?
Oh, no, I don't know. I don't think so.
Uh-huh. All right, sir.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you. Don't forget, tomorrow morning, Graham Hancock is here. Fingerprints of the Gods, his new book, Message of the Sphinx. Ooh, it's going to be a good one. Tomorrow night, beginning of the show, Graham Hancock on his American tour. East of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hello.
Well, good morning.
Good morning.
I have a request.
All right.
Could you possibly play Midnight at the Oasis?
Well, I can always do that, yeah.
You could always do that. Well, happy 52.
51, damn it.
50, oh, come on.
No, you come on. It's 51.
51.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Midnight at the Oasis.
All right. Bottom of the hour.
Bottom of the hour.
Bottom of the hour.
Oh, can we talk now? Chin music.
Yeah, we can talk. What?
Chin music now, right?
What music?
Chin music. You know, talking.
Oh, yes, yeah, chin music, chin music. Okay, I get it. All right, yes.
I'm just teasing you. How about $20 or less? You said run with it, right?
Yep.
It's already formed.
It is, huh?
Yes, sir. St. Louis, Missouri.
Oh, really?
Yes, sir.
Well, this is the first I've heard of it. Now, I've received a lot of faxes from people who are onto it.
Yeah.
And I'm waiting. Somebody, I guarantee, will make
it. Too late, I already spiked it.
You did, huh?
Yeah. I'm allowed to use it, right?
Yeah, I gave it away. I mean, whoever gets on it first.
Got it.
Well, contact us.
I've been trying to call you for an hour and, you know, something. You're a busy man.
Well, the thing to do is send me a piece of email or a fax.
Uh-huh. Well, I've contacted everybody here. You know, I'm already squared away with KSD, which is your local affiliate.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, okay, I guess that'd be a great way to begin it. You know, start your advertising on KSD.
That's a way to work.
And then as it balloons, why, come to our network.
Hey, we got some good stuff, too.
I know. It's a wonderful business.
No, I mean, I already got some good stuff spiked.
I understand.
We have, like, we have long-distance minutes.
Long-distance minutes.
Yes, sir.
You mean like phone cards like that?
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. Well, that's
$20 or less.
That's the idea. Thank you. Long-distance minutes, huh? I just thought it'd be cool. Some guy called up and said, man, you never advertise anything for $20 or less. And I thought, well, there'd be a good business. Call it $20 or less and do a whole lot of research and come up with a whole bunch of good stuff for $20 or less. And so, you know, people are working on it. I'm getting a lot of email and faxes, and someone's going to make a lot of money. East of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hi. No, you're not. West of the Rockies, you're on the air. Good morning. Hello?
Hello.
Hello?
This is Art?
Yes, no. It is.
Oh, well, it doesn't sound like Art. You guys screen calls or what?
No, I don't screen calls.
Oh, well, it just didn't sound like you're on this cell phone. Let's put it that way.
Well, that's your fault. You're on
the
cell phone.
No, it's starting to sound like you now.
Well, I'm glad it does.
I'm writing a book called Dreams, Visions, and Nightmares, and I haven't heard Dreamland on the last two or three Sundays.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering if you could help me out by having people that have special dreams that I want to enter them into my book, and I want to screen them.
You're going to screen dreams?
Well, I don't want dreams like symbolic dreams and stuff. I want real vision dreams that people have had.
You mean prophetic dreams?
Yeah, dreams with the meeting. I don't want to sit and decipher, that I see the color red all the time or something like that, you know.
But I mean, what if that's all a person's got?
I dream of red everywhere. If I feel that somebody reads it and they don't get anything out of it, well, you know, why put it in the book? But yet,
well, the best way to do that would be to form a dream web page.
A dream web page.
Sure, up on the internet.
Uh-huh. Is there any way of putting my address out over the radio? Or?
No.
No, can't do that.
No, we're not allowed to do that.
Not allowed to do that.
Mm-mm.
Because I have some interesting ones myself, but I want to get some more into it. I mean, I have probably 10 or 15 pretty wild ones. One of them is the end of the world and the beginning of the one world government, and I woke straight up out of bed.
Who is going to head the new one world government? Did you dream that?
China.
China?
Yep.
Really?
They're awful quiet right now. But
well, I don't know if I like that.
Well, America's not going to be around when it happens. We're going to get ousted out somehow.
Ousted?
Yeah.
Regimes get ousted.
Well, New York City gets bombed and D.C. gets bombed and it's pretty much over with at that point.
You think America is New York and D.C.?
Well, I think that everything's piped into America, into New York as far as...
What about L.A.?
It's secondary.
L.A. could become the new financial capital, and let's see, the new political capital. Where would that be? We'll figure that one out. L.A. would be the new financial capital, and Kansas City would be the new political capital. Make it Kansas City. What do you think? Wildcard Line, you're on the air.
Good morning, Art.
Hi.
This is Matt out in Hawaii. I was going to ask you, happy birthday, by the way.
And
there was a question I was going to ask you last year. I never had the opportunity because I couldn't get through. What is the earliest thing that you can remember in your life, the earliest age?
Probably. I can remember drinking out of a bottle.
Drinking out of, wow, that's pretty early. By the way, remember a couple of weeks ago when...
Not really. I just stopped 2-3 years ago, actually.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding. Right. I really do remember. I remember lying in my crib drinking out of a bottle. I can remember that for sure.
I think for me it's probably when I was about 5 years old. It's about as early as I can remember. But another thing I was going to tell you, you remember a couple of weeks ago when the Japanese shot down one of our aircraft by accident?
Yes.
And you'll never guess what happened today. It's been on the news over here already, but I don't know if it already made the national news, but one of the Japanese aircraft had an accident today, and it was right in front of the control tower here at the Naval Air Station. But the oddity of oddities is... the squadron that had lost the aircraft to the Japanese, their airplanes were parked right in front of where the aircraft hit the ground. And so that was really a strange thing. It was almost like a sacrifice, saying, okay, here, you can have this, you know. Sorry about that, and you can have this.
One for one, huh?
Yeah, it was pretty strange, pretty strange.
All right, sir, thank you. Yeah, training accidents. There are a lot of them. And preparation for conflict does not come cheaply or easily, and it requires the sacrifice of human life, too. First time caller line, you're on the air.
Good morning, Mr. Bell.
Hi.
First of all, I travel to Chicago regularly. I'm from Central Illinois, and I have the blessing of listening to you both on 55 KSD and 970 WMAY.
All right.
So when I go to Chicago, I can't seem to find you. Could you
tell me? Oh, you will now. Try 3WE.
Oh, excellent. Okay. Secondly, the reason there is Braille at Total Teller Machines is because of the invention of taxicabs. If I'm riding in the back, I have the cab driver pull up and I can do my banking myself.
Are you sightless?
Yes.
Well, then, have you been since birth?
No, I've always had eye problems, but I have been able to see some.
Okay. Could you tell us anything about your dreams?
I have dreams that make Stephen King look like a piker.
Do you really?
Yes, I do. And the only book that he ever wrote that scared me was Pet Sematary. Everything else was like, no big deal.
Pet Sematary was incredible.
Having American Indian heritage in my background, it seemed a little too real for me.
Do you know anything? I presume that you correspond with and talk to sightless people.
Mm-hmm.
Sightless since birth. And
yes.
I'm wondering how their dreams differ.
Not any different than I can recollect. There is a color is a concept.
Mm-hmm.
And so what you would consider red and tell someone, you know, the grass is green or the sky is blue, whatever their concept is, it is in their head, just like you can't explain to me what the bluest blue is. And if you discuss that with your wife, you would have an argument about what the bluest blue is. Is it a sapphire or the Arizona sky?
The only way I could describe blue to a sightless person would be to say it is a cool color.
Right.
There are hot and cool colors.
Right. And see, if you go to your wife and you say to her, what's the bluest blue you've ever seen,
uh-huh.
even if it's something that you've seen in common, you may not agree that that was the bluest blue. So it's colors in a lot of ways for blind people are intellectual concepts
mm-hmm.
associated with the grass or coolness or... you know, yellow being a kind of a hot summer day, that sort of thing.
Sure.
But in describing a dream, it's where you are and what you're doing and what's around you. So there's not a lot of real differences.
Interesting.
There have been studies. You might, since you're online, you might want to do like a Nexus search or that kind of thing, because there is a journal called the Journal of Visual Impairment, and there is another one called the Journal of Rehabilitation
and
Blindness.
But let's try this angle. Forget the colors
mm-hmm.
for a second. I might have a dream about a monster chasing me, right? But a sightless person, never having seen on television or through any other medium, even a photograph of what is purported to be a monster, wouldn't understand the concept of a monster, much less a human being, other than by touch. So what kind of monster would chase a sightless person?
The kind of monster that would chase you when you were very little and in bed and it was completely dark and you thought it was there but you couldn't see it.
Yeah, but we had, even when we were little, we had references with regard to monsters.
A lot of it is emotions. A lot more of what you see is emotions than you think. I can give you like a little test to give you the concept. If you turn your head all the way to the right and look at what you're looking at, and then turn your head all the way to the left looking at everything, if you count the amount of things you see, it's just a tremendous amount.
Oh, yes.
If you close your eyes and you do the same thing and you listen, you will hear vastly fewer things, but you will know.
Listen, can I ask you to hold on?
Sure.
All right, good. Hold on through the break. Here by request is Maria, All About My High Desert. Listen carefully.
This is Premier Networks. That was Art Bell hosting Coast to Coast AM on this Somewhere in Time.
Shadows painting our faces, traces of romance in our heads.
Now, we take you back to the past on Art Bell Somewhere in Time.
Well, stand by. We're going to repeat the great remote viewing experiment. My wife is in the other room. She is prepared to back up what I'm about to do. Somebody sent me a fax earlier saying, hey, Art, I bet Vidian was on last time. Well, we didn't have Vidian last time, and it's not on now. So, and the item I've got is so strange that in a million years it could not be guessed. If anybody comes up with this, well, let's just put it this way. What we're about to do is really weird. But we thrive on weird here, and I've got an item that it's really cool. At any rate, let me go back to the young lady who was holding, and then we'll do it. You're back on the air.
Hi, Art.
Hi.
To finish where we were, the concepts of monsters and things are emotional concepts. It's not what it actually looks like. It's what you associate with it. For me in particular, it's the sense of falling. If I were to run from a monster in a dream, it would be, I'm running from the monster, but I'm scared to death, I'm going to fall. And most of the things that kids associate with monsters are things that are, in fact, associated and not the look. It's the sound of Godzilla. It's the person who grabs you from behind.
Crunch, crunch.
Right.
Crunch.
The Jaws music, those kind of things. So the emotions attached to something that you would see simply are attached to a specific time or place or event.
All right. I think I've got it, and we'll get, I'm sure, additional confirmation of that, but I really want to thank you.
Okay. One other thing.
Sure.
The spookiest part about all this Braille business, I was fine whenever I could go to the, you know, bank and do my banking all on my own. That was a great independent thing.
Sure.
What scared me the worst was when I went to a gambling casino recently, and the total teller machine on the casino was in Braille also.
Oh, man.
That was kind of like, oh, no, maybe I shouldn't come here.
All right. Thank you very much. Take care. Yes. And there would be certain gaming things that I would think a sightless person would want to stay away from, where it could not be verified. You'd want to be at a machine where when you hit something, it goes ding, 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 or buzz or something. All right, we're going to try a remote viewing experiment. Now, what does that mean? That means I have many objects in this room, but I have brought in a foreign object. And I am going to not say anything more about that object other than that. And I am going to concentrate every chance I get, including right this minute, on that object. I am letting my mind concentrate only on that object. It is indeed a very, very unusual object. If anybody out there can nail it, send me a fax. I'm going to give my fax number or call me, whatever it is, and take your best shot. The last time we did this, we had two people who nailed it. One who particularly nailed it, I mean down to the most intimate detail. It was frightening. It was impossible. But he did it. And so I'm trying another experiment now in honor of Major Dames, who was on the program. And I am now going to give you about 10 seconds of silence while I really concentrate on it. Here we go. Not supposed to do that in radio, but I did. And I will continue to do that. I will continue to concentrate on it. If you think, what you've got to do is clear your mind, really, really clear your mind, concentrate on Little Pahrump, Nevada, and Art Bell sitting here, concentrating on this object. It is, well, I'm not going to say a word about the object or the nature of it, other than to say it is not normally in this room, but it is now. And I have made nobody aware that I even have this object. So it is a completely valid test. Anyway, there we go. That's as much as I can devote to it at the moment. I will devote much concentration at the top of the hour when we do the news. East of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hi.
Hello, Art.
Hi.
Yeah, I have a question for you. Are you familiar with Emmanuel Velikovsky?
Yes.
I have been reading and collecting books over the past several years on all the different doomsday-type scenarios, like Pole Shift by John White, Doomsday, The Science of Catastrophe.
Yes.
Read Edgar Casey, Paul Solomon, Nostradamus, stuff like that.
Hey, turn your radio off.
I'm sorry. What is the latest scientific thought regarding Velikovsky's theories on, you know, the planetary flyby and so forth in 1500 to 700 B.C.?
Mm-hmm.
And has any further geologic or archaeological proof been drug up or any of his theories disproven?
Well, not that I am aware of. You might want to look into Zachariah Sitchin.
I've got his whole set of books. And wait, has he released his latest one yet?
That would be the closest I would think of to a follow-up.
Yeah.
So that's my only advice.
Okay. Do you think that the Velikovsky stuff falls in with the quickening you keep referring to?
Well, I do, yes. I do. I don't know what I'm going to do with this quickening thing, but I'm ruminating about that now. I don't really want to say any more about it. Listen, I'm concentrating again on my subject here, and you're welcome to come remote view. We're inviting you in as a special opportunity to remote view. See if you can grasp this object. I should be making it easy for you concentrating like this on it, right? First time caller line, call toll free 1-800-618-8255. Now, James, we're going to have to start all over again. You made me hit the button. Gee whiz, James.
It's just my natural reaction to say my first name.
I understand. No last name. So your first name is James, and where are you?
San Diego, California.
All right. Kogo.
Yes. I found that I can pick you up on 6 stations down here.
That's good.
Yeah. About this remote viewing thing?
Yes.
I think what you're concentrating on is... It's really fuzzy. I've been practicing this for quite a while, but I'm getting a real fuzzy picture. I'm sensing that it's small and rounded, and it's either clear or light colored. That's all I can get.
No, you started out. No, you didn't get it. I don't want to say warm, cold, that kind of thing, because that'll give up.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
to somebody else's.
Yeah.
All right, thank you. That's not it. No, that's not it. So, again, I can't sort of, I really can't say warm, cold. I don't want to give hints. I want this to be a real thing. Hey, Art, want to hear something scary? I always do. My friend's dog was bitten on the tail by a snake. It immediately made the dog ill. His tail swelled to about 3 times the normal size in the space of a few hours. We killed the snake and took both to the vet. The vet said that it was the second case he had seen this month alone. The snake has no official name yet, but it's been identified as a crossbreed between our native breed of rattlesnake and our native breed of bull snake, which, by the way, are natural enemies. He said the half-breed's venom was nearly half again as powerful as the original rattlers. Step lightly out there. Wearing boots, A, in Boise. You're on the air Coast to Coast AM with Art Bell. Hi.
Art Bell?
Yes.
Hi. This is Salem from United Arab Emirates.
From the United Arab Emirates, yes.
Emirates, yeah. I've been listening to you for 2 years in Denver. I'm studying in Denver.
Where
I really enjoy your show.
Yes, sir. Where are you now? You're back now in the United Arab Emirates?
Yeah, I'm back for summer here.
I see.
so I got the chance to call you finally.
Well, did you have any trouble with our international line?
Not at all. That's the first ring.
The first ring. Well,
I got the AT&T number off your webpage, and the international number, and that's my first dial, and I got you.
Are you able to get the web over there?
Oh yeah.
Then I presume that you could hear the show live on the real audio.
I've been trying to get that, but see that the connections are not that well here. But the webpage is current, and I can get all the information out of it. I'll try again to hook up through my personal account in the university and see if I can get the radio audio through that.
Okay, I would very much like to know. You are my first call from the United Arab Emirates.
I know I will be the first one. But I've been listening for 2 years in Denver.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, on K-House 603, and I really enjoy your show. And I really miss it.
Well,
I'll be there in about a month.
Okay, well, you try and find us on the Internet before you come home.
Okay, I have a question about the new La Chupacabra picture.
Yes.
The photograph you have?
Yes.
That one is totally different than the one we had before. Do you have any news about that?
That second picture was submitted as by an anonymous person, and I think it is less credible in my mind than the first one.
That's what I thought. That's what I thought.
But I still, we have a delay here, so we got to be careful. I still put it up on the web page, even though I did not think it was that credible, so people could see it.
How about the UFO wreckage? Is there any news about that?
Oh, there's a lot of news about that, and you can see that on my webpage. The complete scientific report is up there.
Well, that's great. I'll go and check it right now.
All right, my friend.
Well, thanks a lot.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. United Arab Emirates. That's the first one from the United Arab Emirates. East of the Rockies, you're on the air.
Yes, this is Wendy calling from Lawson, Missouri.
How you doing, Wendy?
I'm doing fine, and I am 50 miles northeast of Kansas City, and finally they have a signal that reaches all the way out here that I can listen to you.
Which one is that?
KCMO 810.
Oh, that's a big signal.
Yeah, well, it usually is, and I have to pick you up through... WOAI,
yes.
Which goes off at 4 o'clock here.
That's right. Yes.
Or 1500 out of Minneapolis, St. Paul.
I believe we'll still be on the air in Kansas City for about another 13 minutes.
Yes, yes, and I'm so glad I got to hear you. I mean, because I'm driving home from work, and I said, "Oh, I get to listen to this all the way." I mean, when I get home.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. You call up Mike Murphy one of these days. Tell him I said hi.
Well, he said they've got a promo going that whenever they catch the Bigfoot, Mike Murphy will be holding the net.
I'm sure he will.
But, Art, thank you very much. And I work for Ford Motor Company, and these guys are just turning on to you quick.
Well, that's super.
And thank you very much for your program. We really need something like this.
Thank you, man.
The format.
Take care. It is an open, different kind of format, and we don't concentrate on any single thing here, as you must well know. You've been listening for a while now. First time caller line, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, Art?
Yes.
Yeah, this is Vern from America's Dairyland.
Hello there, Vern.
I was wondering when somebody with some authority is going to have So I'm kind of nervous. But
when somebody with some authority
is going to have the balls to say that mosquitoes can spread AIDS.
Well, I would say that, thank you, Vern, that when they discover that to be a scientific truth, they would have no problem saying that. Or maybe they would. I don't know. That mosquitoes can spread AIDS. I always thought that it would be so. Why would it not be so? Mosquitoes take blood from one person, and they don't exactly deposit it in the other, but surely a bit of that blood could mix with the next victim of the bite. So I've always thought it possible, yet I think there is not yet scientific proof. But, I mean, how do they know? I mean, if somebody comes down with AIDS, minus a lifestyle difficulty, homosexuality or IV drug use or something like that, I think the tendency, even if a person says, well, I'm not a homosexual, or I'm not an IV drug user, the tendency is to say, well, I bet they were. So how would we know? That's the real question. How would we know? East of the Rockies, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
This is Kevin from Huntsville, Texas.
Hi, Kevin.
I was wondering if when you go on your vacation, you might put Dreamland on in your place.
Dreamland in my place?
Yeah.
Well, there will be Dreamland repeats during the time I'm on vacation, is the answer to that. And if you mean put Dreamland on this program, no. We would not do that, of course. But there would probably be, because of the nature of what we would use as repeats, we would tend to use guest appearances because they are timeless, of course. So you would hear a lot of things that would kind of go down that line. West of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hello.
Art.
Yes.
I think that what you're looking at is a triangular prism with a bunch of colors.
No.
No.
Nope.
Far off. Okay.
You didn't concentrate hard enough?
Okay.
Thank you.
Good.
No, it's very specific. Very specific. And if anybody gets this, it is going to mean that remote viewing is real. And all I can promise is, top of the hour, I'm going to concentrate really hard on this. So be careful about getting your guess out too fast or your vision out too fast. While the news is on, I will spend intense moments in concentration. First time caller line, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello.
Yes, Art?
Yes.
I'm about a half hour late, but happy birthday.
Oh, thank you.
I don't know about the remote view, and I was going to say, before you got that fax, that you found a little baby rattlesnake, but I don't think so. The fax kind of canceled that out.
Right.
But happy birthday. We share this date. That's why I remember it.
Oh, you also
yes.
have a birthday today?
Yes.
Well, yesterday now, actually.
Yes.
And
well, also, you play my two favorite songs.
I do.
I never understood why that girl's song never really was, or she wasn't, just considered the best.
Maria Muldaur?
Absolutely.
People like yourself, myself, either love her, or then there's a bunch of people out there who hate her guts.
Well, I never could understand it. I mean, I always thought it was just the best.
It is.
Yeah. All right.
All right. Thank you
Adios.
Very much. Take care. Adios, indeed. Yes. Remote viewing once again. Wildcard line, you're on the air.
Hi, Art. It's Nathan in Los Angeles.
Hello, Nathan.
First of all, like I usually do, I want to berate KABC for not bringing on Dreamland because sometimes you can't pick up Kogo early, your first hour of the show, and I never hear what Linda Howe has to say.
Well, that, of course, will change come wintertime, but I'll bet you before winter, KABC will pick up Dreamland.
Well, I sure hope so. I think the Arbitron should have given them some clue that...
Don't berate them too much because they have contractual obligations in there. But what they can do is to time shift it.
Oh, I understand, yeah. And I believe that they will move their good host to time slots and keep you where you need to be. What I want to talk about is Major Dames.
Yes.
When he's talking years in the future, what I feel is that... In our time span, what's past has already been put into time. But what's in the future, you have no idea what
he said 4 to 6 years that babies will start dying, blah, blah, blah. I believe that that might be true, but it could be 60 years. There's no idea of what the span time has to offer in the future because we can't comprehend it.
Well, I should have asked him exactly how he nails down the timeline, but he seemed very sure of what he was saying.
Yeah, he certainly did. It's very scary. I hope that half the scary things that you discuss on your show don't come true. It's been nice talking to you, Art.
Thank you, my friend. And by the way, if you want a copy of the Major Dames interview, which everybody is wanting, or the one previous to it, the previous night, you can get copies of shows that I do, interview programs, and maybe tomorrow night's Graham Hancock interview. We'll be back.
The trip back in time continues with Art Bell hosting Coast to Coast AM. More Somewhere in Time coming up.
Conscience, I guess. If I was walking in your shoes, I wouldn't worry none. While you and your friends are worried about me, I'm having lots of fun.
Listening to Art Bell, Somewhere in Time. Tonight featuring Coast to Coast AM from June 17, 1996.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Art Bell, and we're roaring through the night. I just spent the better part of that newscast, better part of it, concentrating on my remote viewing target, or providing you with a remote viewing target. We're trying another remote viewing experiment. Still hyped up because of Major Dame's appearance here, and so I've got an item that I brought into the room that nobody could guess in a million years unless you really can see it. And what I suggest is you draw it or send me email. Fax it to me. My fax number is area code 702-727-8499. Draw what you think you see. 702-727-8499. If anybody hits this, then there is no doubt about it. Remote viewing is real. Or send me email at artbell@aol.com. artbell@aol.com. And as much as I'm able during the show, I'm glancing over and really boring in and concentrating on this object. So email or fax if you can. Otherwise, the news of the day. Valued jet flies no more. The FAA shut them down at midnight. I guess that was Eastern time, and there's something about this that really bothers me. All of a sudden, ValueJet is not airworthy after they have checked after the fact of the crash. I remember the day after the crash, FAA said ValueJet has met all safety qualifications. They are safe to fly. Remember that? Now they're not. Earthquake, 7.9, near the Banda Sea, the Flores Islands. And that's way down in Indonesia, east of Java, Indonesia. 7.9, that's a big earthquake. You should note it. Scientists seeking to unlock the secrets of Mount Vesuvius, due to blow up anyway, are going to rattle one of the world's most famous and potentially deadly volcanoes next week with 8 tons of high explosives. How would you rate that idea? As great, super, fun, or potentially disastrous? They're going to do it. Church fires. Rocky Point, North Carolina, number 33, predominantly a black church that stood for 133 years, now gone. Russian elections, Yeltsin and Zhuganov in a runoff. Oh, that has a certain rhyming, rhythmic rhyme to it, doesn't it? Yeltsin and Zhuganov in a runoff. And the deal maker will be Lebed, the general, who got about 15%, looks like he'll join up with Yeltsin. They asked him, would he join up instead with Zhuganov? He said, never, never with the communists. So it looks like Yeltsin may be safe, but you never know. It may be maybe that Zhuganov cannot attract Lebed's voters, whether Lebed invites them or not. So we'll just have to see. And a lot of other news. The First Lady looks like the ultimate target of Whitewater. I told you, I told you, I told you. And if she is indicted for something like obstruction of justice, which is the avenue they are proceeding down, what do you think that would mean for the president? Would he pardon her? Would he let her twist slowly in the breeze? Would he go on 60 Minutes and say, well, yes, there have been mistakes in our marriage, this being the latest, but I'm still a good president? What would he do? West of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hi.
Yo, hi, Art. Phil in Downey, California.
Yo, Phil.
Yeah, your doctor, the physicist, astronomer, made a statement about the Dr. Berenson, I think his name is.
Yes.
He made a statement that before the Big Bang, there wasn't anything. There wasn't even light.
No time?
There wasn't any darkness, because that would imply...
Well, what he said was there was no time, literally.
Okay, so there wasn't anything.
That's right.
Right. Okay.
Yes.
So therefore, that would be a contradiction of the laws of conservation of matter, which states matter cannot be created nor destroyed, but transformed into another form. So, which would imply that a supernatural force would be responsible for the bang to begin with.
Well, he seemed to have no problem with that. With that theory.
Okay, and then there's also something in the Bible which has been bugging me for a long time. No quotations, but God, in the beginning, God said, let us create man in our own image.
If you think
Who was he talking to?
Sir, if you think really hard about it, what he really said was, let there be light?
Yeah, okay, well, let there be light, but I mean, who was he talking to when he said, let us create man in our own image? You know, that really
how about the angels?
Well, did he just have them as companions? I just thought he was kind of all alone in a vacuum.
Well, look, you're asking me questions that my son asked me, and I can't answer them. I don't know. I just took my best stab at it. Angels, maybe? Archangels? That's a pretty good guess, actually. And once again, when you consider no time, no light, a good first line is, let there be light. First time caller line, you're on the air. Hi.
Oh, hi, Art Bell. I'm so happy to talk to you. This is Sunday in Fairbanks, Alaska.
Sunday?
Uh-huh.
Yes. Were you born on Sunday?
No, I was born on a Wednesday.
Well, then why did they name you Sunday?
Well, it's actually spelled like Ice Cream Sunday. My dad used to listen to a program called... Argyle Sunday.
Oh, yes.
A long time ago when he was a little boy.
Well, it's a nice name.
Thank you. I just want to say that it's a good thing that I'm the boss, because I'd be losing my job because you keep me up all night long.
Well, I guess that's well. Do you work all night?
No. As a matter of fact, I don't. I sleep with some little tiny headphones that I have. I listen to you all night long. I wanted to tell you, you can send me some of those... flesh-growing seeds that you have, I could scatter them over Harp.
God, you know, I forgot to tell everybody. I think that I've received the seeds.
I'm glad I told you then.
I totally forgot. Doggone it.
I want to tell you happy birthday, too.
Well, thank you.
All right, nice to talk to you.
Take care. I've got seeds. They're like beans. All right? They're kind of like beans. God, I forgot all about this. I should have said something about it. And they just arrived in the mail in an envelope from Seattle. And so I'm considering what to do with them. Now, I have no way of knowing whether these are the seeds, the demon seeds, but they might be. They're dark and they're like, they're like beans. That's the only way I can think to describe them. And I don't know what to do with them. So we'll see. East of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hello?
Hello.
Yes, sir.
This is Bill from Little Rock, Arkansas.
Hello, Bill.
And I'm calling. It was just very interesting that you were talking about amateur radio just now.
I'm a ham.
I was calling to suggest that anyone interested in amateur radio, that the field day exercise was coming up this weekend.
Right.
And I'm very much looking forward to that myself.
That's where hams usually go up on a mountain somewhere and set up portable antennas with generators and all that kind of thing. And It's sort of like a ham radio camp out.
Well, we have it. We have had our field days always in city parks or somewhere like that, and we invite the public to come in and see what it's all about.
Oh, that's great. That's
this year
great.
We're going to have it on a. We're going to be in a caboose on a steam railroad line.
Really?
They've invited us to throw logs in the steam engine.
Really?
To keep it going.
No kidding.
Yeah, we expect to have a real good time.
So, in other words, between contacts, you guys got to go throw logs on the fire.
That's it.
That's great. Hey, you know, my network just got me a new Yaesu 1000.
Neat.
For my birthday.
Those are super.
Yeah, I know. I'm happy. I'm going on the air at 4 a.m. Pacific.
I just heard that.
So,
thank you very much.
All right, my friend. Thank
Bye-bye.
You. Take care. Ham radio. Yeah, what a blast. First time caller line. You're on the air.
Mr. Bell, this is Mike from Wilsonville, Oregon.
Hello, Mike.
Yes, you mentioned earlier in your program about why are there interstates in Hawaii that doesn't go anywhere?
Well, why are there interstate highways in Hawaii? Yeah.
Yeah. My dad used to work for the HDLT, and I grew up in Hawaii, and he had mentioned that the only way the state of Hawaii is to receive federal highway funds is to classify the interstates as...
Interstates.
Yes, interstates, right.
Still, it seems contradictory. Wouldn't you say?
It does, but I don't think there's any other way to classify that.
Well, they could call them within state.
Maybe in the future, it just might be interesting.
I mean, you can't. It's not like you can drive even to Maui or Kauai or anything.
Yeah, from what I know, it's only on the state of Honolulu, in the state of Oahu. I don't believe there's any interstates on the...
No interstates in the other islands?
No, I don't believe so.
Really?
Yeah.
Now that I think about it, you may be correct.
Yeah.
All right, my friend, thank you.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Take care. Well, that was just a silly question, I suppose, but not so silly, really. Why would you have an interstate highway in Hawaii? boy. West of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi, Art. I thought I'd just try my chance at this remote viewing thing.
All right.
Are you looking at a crystal ball by chance?
Nope.
Okay.
No, because I talked about that crystal ball on the air once or twice, and so that would be too easy a shot.
Yeah.
No. This is a very unusual item. Picked so that people couldn't just randomly guess it.
Okay, well, I just thought I'd try.
All right, thanks. Now, look, the whole idea of this remote viewing experiment is don't think about things that I've talked about, because obviously I'm not going to do that. That would not be a good controlled experiment. When I do this, I carefully pick out an item that you could not possibly guess. And so the only way to do it is to really remote view me. Come into this room. Many of you have seen photographs of my studio, so you know what it looks like, this room. And in this room, I have brought an object that is not normally here. And I am concentrating on it very, very hard. And the thing to do is let your mind go black, easier chore for some of you than others. I guess you could say, let your mind go black. The absence of everything is the color black, right? No, actually, black, I think, is a combination of all colors, isn't it? And or the absence of. Anyway, forget that part of it. Just let it go blank and let the picture come into your mind. Coming from my little studio here in Pahrump, Nevada. And then fax me or email me. All right, west of the Rockies, you're on the air.
Hi, Art. I want you to take a shot at what you're remote viewing here.
All right.
I'm going by symbols here, objects and all. I'm seeing something yellow, oblong, and having to do with a feather.
All I can tell you is you didn't get it.
I see.
There were aspects. I've got to be very careful here. If somebody nails it, I'll tell them.
See, because the thing is, when you did it last time, I called you off the air one day. When you did it last time, I was seeing something wire and a photo. And then when your wife said what it was, she said it was a photo with a wire frame.
That's exactly right.
So I'll look forward to hearing what it is and how close I got with that.
All right. Well, that's it. You're going to have to wait till I announce what it is. Because I don't want to do a hot cold kind of deal where I tell somebody, well, you're close here and not close there. That will give too many people an idea. I want this to be a good controlled experiment. East of the Rockies, you're on the air.
Hi, Art.
Hello.
I'm a totally blind fan of your show.
Yes, sir. Totally blind, huh?
Yep.
Since birth?
Yes.
Tell us about your dreams.
Okay, my dreams are usually related to sound or voice. You know, I hear something and I relate to that, or about if I'm a car or something, I hear how it's described, the sound of the motor.
But you don't see objects? You don't, or do you in your dreams? Do you ever see objects, things, or shapes?
No, you don't. Usually it's either you feel, you touch or feel something. Or there, it's described to you. I don't know how.
So as your sensory input is in life, so you dream.
Yes.
Fascinating.
We've got a bunch of people down at our school, FSDB and St. Augustine, who like your show, but it disturbs our sleep patterns.
Well, it disturbs mine, too.
Yeah, but the only problem is if we fall asleep in class, we get detention.
I understand. I do, and I appreciate what hours you can spend with me. Don't get in trouble.
All right, I've got a little joke for you.
All right.
About IBM's and Macintoshes.
What's a Macintosh?
Okay, Macintosh is a computer.
It is?
Yep, Macintosh.
Really?
Apple Macintosh.
No kidding.
Okay, and...
When did they start making those?
In 84.
84, wow. I think I should have heard of them by now.
Okay, at school we were talking about Macs and IBMs, and somebody said, Macs means make another choice, and IBMs means I've been misled.
Ooh.
It was this guy that loves Macs to death, he said that, and somebody that likes IBMs said the other one.
Well, Mac people are... I mean, they're good people. They're good people. They're just... They're just misled.
Yep, exactly.
All right. Thank you very much for the call. Max. Nah, I guess they're okay computers. But I am, there's no question about it. I am an IBM person. I prefer IBM. And I have likened Max to the Beta tape machine. Ooh, that really drives me crazy. I get email on that. Ooh. East of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi, Art, the remote viewing.
Yes.
It's an autographed picture of Wayne Newton.
No, it isn't.
Okay, thank you.
Good try, autographed picture of Wayne Newton. I mean, that would be something that nobody could get, surely. It is a very, very specific item. That's all I'm willing to say. West of the Rockies, you're on the air.
Hi, Art, this is Barbie in Mesa.
Barbie, yes.
I wanted to put in my two cents worth about the age thing. You were wondering why we celebrate our birthdays. Since I turned 21, I've been celebrating my birthday because every year older I get a little bit smarter. Also, you were talking about...
Well, how do you know that's just a matter of... It might be just a matter of perception. As more brain cells die, you simply begin to think more of yourself.
You got a point there. Oh, well, I'm still getting B's in school. I must be doing something right.
Well, that's a good measure, yeah.
Also, so you were talking about why does time seem to go faster and faster?
Yes.
Okay, when you've got a day-old baby that's been alive for 24 hours, an hour of that baby's life is the same period of time to that baby that 1 year to a 24-year-old person is.
You're absolutely right. I mean, from bottle to bottle, it's an eternity.
Right. Time. We perceive time as subjective. It's not objective to us.
Well, it's cruel. I mean, it really ought to go the other way. It ought to start out going fast and then end up going slow.
Well, that's only if you're a Mork.
A Mork?
Yeah, from another planet, you know, the egg thing, like Mork and Mindy.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Hey, happy birthday. Have a good night.
Nanu, nanu.
Bye.
See you later. East of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm fine.
Good. Where are you?
I'm in Milwaukee.
Milwaukee.
Uh-huh.
Cool. In fact, at times cold.
No.
Well, I know. It's summer now. Anyway, what's up?
Well, I had read the book Osler's Web about chronic fatigue.
Oh?
And how the government had tried to hide that.
Chronic fatigue?
Uh-huh. Well, tried to hide the cause
And what do you think the cause is?
I honestly believe what's happening is our immune systems are breaking down from the ozone depletion.
Now, you sound like Major Dames.
Pardon?
You sound like Major Dames. You know the guest I had on last week?
I didn't listen last week.
You didn't listen, huh?
No.
I see. Well, maybe you remotely heard it. That's exactly what he was saying, that our immune systems are breaking down due to the ozone problem.
Oh, boy. I'm glad somebody is saying it, because I thought that for a long time. Mm-hmm. I was diagnosed maybe about 5 years ago with it.
Really?
Uh-huh. And, you know,
Are you tired all the time? Do you sleep or what?
Well, you sleep when you have it. It goes in and out of remission. And sometimes you're fine, and then at other times it just hits. But when I first was diagnosed, I couldn't work. I couldn't do anything.
People probably called you lazy, huh?
Well, they told me I was nuts. You know, it was all in my head.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I know it's not.
So you think you're immune? Have you had any immune tests?
Well, I have a lot of allergies, and as I had gotten this, I started developing more and more and more allergies.
Well, that'll wear you down.
Mm-hmm.
No question about it.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you do now? I mean, has there been any help for you?
Well, you know, doctors still don't know what they're dealing with. You know, it comes and it goes. It waxes and it wanes. And
mm-hmm.
What can you do? You know, you just have to take it as it comes.
Do you ever just fall asleep? Boom?
No.
No.
No. It's a tiredness that comes on.
Well, I wish you luck, and we will look into that chronic fatigue. Chronic fatigue. I think a lot of times people who have that are regarded by many as lazy, and I wonder how, without a good medical ability to diagnose, you can differentiate between the two. And we're going to break here at the bottom of the hour, and then we'll be right back. I will do a little more intense concentration for the next 2 minutes on the object. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Art Bell, Somewhere in Time. Tonight featuring Coast to Coast AM from June 17th, 1996. Networks presents Art Bell, Somewhere in Time. Tonight featuring Coast to Coast AM from the 17th of June, 1996.
You guys aren't going to believe this. Somebody has hit it. So close, I would say it definitely is a hit. It's impossible. What I'm going to do is I'm going to call this guy right now. Or I'm going to try to anyway. And let's see what a surprise it is going to be for him. And I'm going to see if I can do this. Hold on. Let's see. Might be able to do it. See if we can be a big surprise to him. For sure. All the way across the country, too.
Oh.
Is this Craig?
I got it.
Craig?
Yeah.
Craig, this is Art Bell, and you're on the air.
Huh.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
Is that okay?
No.
Is that okay with you, Craig?
Yeah. I got it, Mom. It's for me.
Tell her it's a national radio show. It is. You're on the air all over the country right now. Listen, Craig, you sent me the facts, right?
Yeah.
Now, I don't want you to tell everybody what it is because that'll give it away and spoil it for anybody else.
Okay.
But I wanted to tell you, you hit it.
Wow.
Now, I want to know, Craig, have you done this kind of thing before?
No. Never.
How did you do what you did?
Well, I just kind of tried to picture, like, the area, like, around, like, a desert and a house, and I just, like, zoomed in.
And you zoomed in?
Yeah.
Do you close your eyes and kind of clear your mind of everything else?
Mm-hmm. I turned the radio off, and I closed my eyes and just thought about nothing else.
You're in Erie, Pennsylvania?
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations to you, Craig. You're a real winner, and you should investigate what you're able to do more carefully, because there's no way in hell you could have hit this, Craig. There's no way. So we will tell everybody later in the program what it was that you saw, but what you saw is correct, all right?
Okay.
Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
Bye. There you go, folks. There's one who hit it. There's one back in Erie, Pennsylvania. Long shot, too. West of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hello.
Yeah, I'm turning the radio off here.
All right.
Well, first of all, I say happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
Even though you're a Gemini, I still like you a lot.
What do you mean? What do you mean by even though? Does this indicate normally you don't get along with Geminis?
Not really.
I see. Have you had a bad experience with a Gemini? Maybe a boyfriend who threw you over?
No, well, actually, I've never been thrown over. But Geminis are just hard to deal with because I guess they're twins. I don't know. It's definitely an evil good combination there.
Evil?
Evil and good, yeah, like the twins.
I hate the word evil.
And why is that?
Because everybody says I'm evil.
Are you?
I have no idea. I just...
I think everybody is in their own way.
Yeah, there's a little bit of it in everybody.
Right. But the reason I'm calling is...
well, there may be more than average in me.
Oh, I'm sorry. anyway, about the churches we've been, that have been getting burned up and stuff.
Now that's evil.
Exactly. That's what I was calling is there's no way that any part of that could be Christian or done out of love or anything like that.
Well, there's a lot of things done in God's name, huh?
Well, I don't know the whole point behind. I mean, what are they trying to tell people by doing that, by burning those churches up?
I don't know. I think I can only imagine in my mind that the motive is to begin a race war. Even though white churches have also burned, per capita, if you think about it, there's only 14% blacks in America. And there's more black churches than white that have burned. So per capita, you'd have to burn about 300 white churches to burn the same number.
Mm-hmm.
And so obviously it is racially motivated, and I think it's to begin a race war.
Well, I don't think that they will be successful in that because I really don't think that any African Americans or whatever, I really don't think they're going to retaliate. I think they're going to feel sorry for these people who are doing this and even pray for them.
Well, I do. I feel very sorry for them. I don't feel like praying for them. Thank you very much for the call. I'm not that much of a Christian. I'm not a good enough Christian. I told you last week. If I was a church-going person and it was my church that burned and I know who did it, I'd go after them. You know, there's no two ways about it. I'd go after them. Naturally, I would be locked up indoor, go to the electric chair or something or another. But I would. You know, I'd go after them. There's no question about it. First-time caller line, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello. Turn your radio off, sir. That's number one.
This is H.F. Bob.
H.F. Bob.
Right.
Hello there, H.F. Bob. How are you?
I'm pretty good. Calling from Peru.
Oh, it's really H.F. Bob.
Yeah.
He's one of my neighbors. My God.
My God, yeah. Wouldn't be your sword, would it, Art?
No. Okay. And anyway, you're totally disqualified.
Okay,
I know. You've been over to my house.
I have some more input, if you got a minute.
Sure.
Okay, the fellow called in about the smog control.
Yes.
That was released by the Wall Street Journal, Art, and what the EPA is doing is they're trying to expand their empire naturally, the bureaucrats, you know. So they've taken 91 smog control specifications, and they're going to try and bring everything up to those. So they figure that anything prior to 91 will not smog.
Well, they're out of their minds. You know my little geos. I've got a, let's see, is it 90? I think a 90, and it'll pass.
I know, but the worst part of it is, Art, that, cars are going to not pass smog before they're paid for. And think of all the people living in RVs and everything else.
Yeah, but what are they going to do? They're going to really come onto your property and say, I'm sorry, we're going to have to crunch up your car now.
Yeah.
And take it away and put it in a car compactor.
Well, I feel like you do at my age. You know, I just soon take two meals a day and carpets and maybe conjugal visits. But maybe I don't even need that. Okay, all right, I won't keep you. But it is a lot of truth in it, man. I think people in California, they're going to be next. They are experimenting with it in New Jersey, from what I understand, Art, right now.
Well, thanks, Bob. I can just imagine that. Gee whiz, folks. Out in the middle of nowhere, there you are, trucking along on the interstate. And you see a big flashing red light. It's the EPA crunch car van. And you're sort of the opposite of Ed McMahon. You know, they get out and take your car, and you get to take all your stuff out right there on the side of the road, and they take your car away, and they put in a big crusher, crunch it up. Yeah, right. You know, what do they want, a revolution on their hands? That's what they'll get. Anything older than 1990, he said, or 91 or whatever it was? Oh, come on. I really can't believe they're going to do that. They might try. They might think about it, but they can't do it. America's a country of people who motivate around by cars. And you take people's cars. It's like the old days when you would steal somebody's horse, they used to hang him for that. And I'm sure the American people would do the equivalent of that to any government that would take their car. West of the Rockies, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi, Art. This is Louie in Tacoma.
Hello, Louie.
Hi. I bet you if I ever get you 10, it's a banana, and you can eat it now.
No, it's not.
Oh.
So five did not get you 10.
Aye. Well, I'm not that much of a gambler anyway.
First-time callers call area 702-727-1222.
This past week that I've ever heard in a long time.
Well, they have been good, haven't they?
Gee, my knees. It's just too phenomenal.
Okay, you don't want to miss Graham Hancock tomorrow.
I won't. And he had that one Japanese fella on there. And I came in on just part of that one. Something that was supposed to be on TV on Fox that you were encouraging everybody to watch.
Well... Japanese fellow. Not Norio Hayakawa.
I think that was him.
All right. Well, yes, that was the Gordon Cooper thing. No, Daniel Brinkley told us about that, so I'm not sure what you're talking about. But on Fox, not on UPN. So now I'm really not sure. I appreciate your call, though, sir. I've had so many guests, so many appearances, so many references to TV shows that I guess I don't know anymore. They say Mount Vesuvius is getting ready to go. There is now a plan, scientists' plan, to detonate high explosives on Mount Vesuvius. Can you imagine that? I mean, you think about that a little bit. Of all the cool or uncool plans anybody could have, packing Mount Vesuvius with high explosives seems like a really poor idea. There's about 600,000 people now, at least 500,000, under Mount Vesuvius. And if they cause this thing to go, what are they going to say? I mean, what could you say to 500,000 lavid people? Is there such a word, lavid? Wildcard line, you're on the air.
Hi, Art, Dan in the U District.
Hello.
Happy birthday, by the way.
Thank you.
The guy that just called, he was talking about the repeat of Dreamland last night.
Yes. Oh, he was.
Yeah, he was talking about Nark.
Well, I didn't hear it.
Oh,
I was celebrating my birthday.
Okay. Yeah, that's what that was about. It was they were going to show the alien autopsy, you know.
Oh. Oh yes.
But I had two quick things. Number one is, do you think maybe sometime in the not too distant future we could have another Fast Blast?
Yeah.
I love those. They're a lot of fun, and we've been covering a lot of serious stuff lately. The shows have been great. I just thought maybe a little comic relief would be fun. And
comic relief. Hey, how about that First Lady?
Hey, yes, go Hillary.
Was I right about that? I called that a year and a half ago.
Oh, it's getting too good, you know. It's unreal. I can't believe these people are actually in the Oval Office.
What do you think Bill will do should Hillary be indicted? I'm serious.
I don't know. He is so unpredictable. Look,
forget Bill, because you're right. He's unpredictable. Let's say you were in the White House.
Uh-huh.
All right, there you are, cooking along, president, all the perks, the airplane, all the cool stuff, and your wife is indicted. What do you do? You.
And it's Hillary, and do I love her? Am I in love with her or not?
I don't know. You'd have to ask the people at 60 Minutes.
if I loved her, I'd probably, I don't know. I don't know.
I mean, would you issue a pardon?
Oh, man, Art, don't ask me this. I mean, you know, he's such an illegitimate president. I mean, okay, I'll make it easy. I just cut her loose. How's that? That's the easiest
answer.
Loose.
All right. Thank you very much. The way I picture it happening is, as I said, on the first day when the press goes to Bill Clinton, he will say, I have 100% confidence in my wife. 100%. She will be vindicated. Then there will be more leaks. And there will be then the indictment will get close. And he still will say, I have 100% confidence. But we are looking into the matter. And that's how you'll know when there's some little qualifier like that, some little qualifier, you'll know. And then there'll be this big White House conference where there'll be a divorce announced, or that Bill has filed from divorce and is disappointed in his wife. But see, he couldn't really do that, could he? Because if there's anybody who knows where every one of the skeletons are buried, in fact has documentation of those buried skeletons, it would be Hillary. So there would have to be a pardon. Ooh, that'd be a rough one, wouldn't it? First time caller line, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
I was wanting to guess at the
Guesses are bad. I mean, is this something you saw?
Yeah, I did.
All
right. I actually saw it.
What did you see?
I saw an antique kettle.
Antique kettle.
Yeah.
Bonk.
That's not it, huh?
Not it. Thank you for the call. Don't guess now. These must be visions that you have received. Wildcard line, you're on the air.
Hi.
I
tried the first-time call line, but I couldn't seem to get through on that, so
well,
I try the wild call line.
However you can make it through.
Yes, this is Joe in Billings, Montana.
Hi, Joe.
And I just started recently listening to your show because my cousin caught me onto it.
How do you guys feel about the whole Freeman thing finally getting settled?
It really didn't mean too much to me. Him, he is a roommate in college. He lives, is originally from there.
Really? Well, you know, I got a fax here saying the Freeman were sending me a $1 million check. And I'm
not sure how legitimate that is, because I think most of them are in, you know.
Here it is. Let me read it to you. It says, Happy birthday, Art. In appreciation for you and your great show, we'd like to become a corporate sponsor as well as send you a birthday gift all at one time. We're forwarding to you a check for the sum of $1 million for you to use at your discretion. Best wishes on your birthday. Signed, the Freeman. Mm-hmm. And I'm offering to endorse it over for something on the dollar. So... It is a $1 million check from the Freeman. I could endorse it to you. How much is it worth?
Well, obviously it wouldn't be worth much because all the checks they've written were illegitimate anyway and fraud. But what I want to talk about was major advance.
Yes.
I've heard, I don't know how many shows you've done with you, but I've heard the last two. And
right.
Each time I listen to them, I find myself walking around the room like frightened, thinking, okay, how serious is this? How legitimate? But I want to ask you, how legitimate is and to your knowledge, how legitimate is that dance?
Well, if you look into his record and his military record and what he did for the military, and I've got quite a bit of documentation, you know, I don't like to legitimize future predictions based on past success,
but
I don't know of any other way of doing it. Do you?
No, I don't either. I mean, from what I hear on your show, he sounds pretty legitimate to me. That's the only reason it kind of frightens me. As I listen to it, I try to tell myself, okay, this is just speculation, go with it. But I'm thinking, oh, what would I do if this happened in 4 years? Should I start doing all the things that I've always wanted to do now, or should I, should I wait and see if it happens?
Well, I guess it would depend on the degree of your belief. Do you have any credit cards?
No, I do not.
Well, maybe you should get some. Run those suckers right up to the limit, you know, if you really believe. If not, I would just conduct my life as I usually do.
Yeah. Well, I'm 20 now, so I'm just going to start working on building my future life. And I guess if this stuff comes, I'll have to either move to Swiss Alps or find a nice island.
I'm going to tell you a true story. We played a what if one night long ago about what if asteroid was going to hit the U.S. in 6 months, or hit, I'm sorry, the world, really, and destroy the world. The KT event for human beings. what would credit card companies do? And do you know, we actually got an answer. I'm serious. In other words, everybody, obviously, if they could, would go out and party hardy for the last 6 months, run their credit cards right up to the hilt. And so some lady waited until the next day and called, I forget, MasterCard or Visa, one of them, and asked them that question. What would your company do? And they answered. They said, well, actually, we have thought about that. And we would allow people to go ahead and charge right up to their limit.
Well, I don't see why it would matter. I mean, it's going to end anyways. Let them have fun.
Yeah, their answer was, suppose it missed. Then the people would owe us all that money. And if it hit, it would be academic. So from their point of view, they would let everybody go ahead and charge to their heart's content. Cool, huh?
Yeah, I don't want to monopolize time on the phone here, but remote viewing, is that advanced? Is that something he invented or something he trains? Or what is that exactly?
A sort of yes to both. In other words, he was in the military program, he says, that initiated all this.
Okay, yeah, I heard that.
So did he invent it? I don't know. He trains in it.
So,
sort of yes.
Yeah, because I was kind of getting into it. I thought, well, maybe in the next year or so, if I had the money, I'd kind of like to go down there and give it a shot.
Yeah, wouldn't that be something? Thank you very much for the call. What'd he say? That to go through the course is about $4,500 or something. West of the Rockies, you're on the air.
Is this Art?
It is.
Oh, Art. This is Terry from Palm Desert, California.
Hi, Terry.
Listen, I got two things to ask you.
Okay.
And then I think I know what the object is, but I'll say that for last.
All right.
First thing is, you had a guest on a couple weeks ago, an Indian fellow talking about the Pleiadians and the aliens and all that stuff. Do you remember that?
Well, I've had several Native Americans on, yes.
Well, a question I would like you to ask him next time you have him on is he was talking about the sightings over Mexico, and I think he seemed to know something he wouldn't tell us, and I was thinking that might be where he might know the next wave of sightings might be.
All right.
That was one thing. And the other one was, I've got an article here that's pretty interesting in Backpacker Magazine about drama in the night sky.
Drama in the night sky.
Right. This is about the Aurora Borealis is going to be seen throughout the United States next year.
Oh, I'm looking forward to that.
Have you heard about it?
No, I haven't. But why do they say that will occur?
Well, it would take about a minute to read the article. I could read it pretty
No,
fast.
No. Please don't. Just tell me why.
Well, the first time in a couple of centuries, they don't say why, but they do have, this is from the Space Environmental Laboratory.
Probably the old jet stream coming down to the deck. All right, listen, we're running out of time anyway. I'm going to the news here.
It's on the World Wide Web. If you want to put me on hold, I can give you the information.
Just tell me what the object is.
The object?
The object.
It's just the Aurora Borealis. They say it can be maybe...
No, the object, the remote viewing we're doing here.
Oh, a beach ball.
Wrong. Bonk. Thank you, and I'll take that WW address from you in a moment. World Wide Web address. We'll be right back.
This is Premier Networks. That was Art Bell hosting Coast to Coast AM on this Somewhere in Time. Somewhere in Time with Art Bell continues, courtesy of Premier Networks.
Fast Blast. We're going to do it. I'm going to do an hour of Fast Blast. That's where you get to call up and say about one sentence, at the most one paragraph. All I want is your first name or where you're calling from, and then I want a sentence from you or a paragraph and no more. Then we go on to another call. You can call any number you can get through on for Fast Blast. And the numbers are coming up in a moment. Now, reflecting on the plan to put high explosives on Mount Vesuvius. Art, happy birthday. What does a beached whale and a volcano have in common? Answer, idiots with explosives. Live long and prosper, Robert and Roswell. And then there's one more item here, Art. I think you're cheating. I keep picking up that M.C. Escher drawing of a man reflected in a crystal ball, which he is holding. The only other image I get is one of you leering. You seem to have horns. That's Lawrence. Thanks, Lawrence. All right, we are now going to do Fast Blast. And believe me, when we do it here, it is indeed fast. So, if you're ready, away we go. East of the Rockies, you're on the air.
Hi, I'd like to take a wild guess at your object.
What is it?
Does that something to do with baseball?
Nope, wrong bonk. All right, we are now hereby canceling the remote viewing project. Only one guy got it, though I have not checked my email. You can continue to fax if you want, but no more telephone responses during Fast Blast to my object. Okay, cancel that idea. Anything else is fair game. West of the Rockies, you're on the air.
I was just going to tell you what I thought it was.
Oh, no, we're not doing that now. Wild card line, you're on the air.
Just wanted to wire another.
No, we're not doing that anymore. East of the Rockies, you're on the air.
Yeah, this is Kermit, and I'd like to say that you need to pay more attention to the IRC.
All right, thank you. Wild card line, you're on the air.
Yes, the American Revolution was caused by the issuance of currency by America. This is what the Freemen have done, and they are being persecuted. I call the same lies that the patriots of the early Americas were called by the media today.
All right, thank you. First-time caller line on the air.
Yazoo, 1,000, the best.
All right, thank you. Yes, it is. East of the Rockies, you're on the air.
Yes, TTC on the IRC. Come on in.
All right, west of the Rockies, you're on the air.
Oh, hi, Art. Ed in Southern California. Major Dame said that the Art's parts was actually part of a time machine.
He did.
Yeah, can he expand on that?
No, he's not here, so he can't. East of the Rockies, you're on the air.
All I want to say to America is stop and think about Richard Nixon, who was the most lying, thieving president we ever had, and Clinton said he was a great man.
I'd say it's a close contest. Wild card line, you're on the air.
Gerhardt, Oakland, California. If the God of the Bible, if that God did exist, it would be necessary to hang him by the neck until dead for crimes against humanity.
Thank you. First time caller line, you're on the air.
Yes, headline Art Bell, headline paper. Art Bell believes in UFOs, but has problems with black helicopters. Go figure.
Art Bell doesn't believe in either one, except actually he believes in black helicopters more because they really are out there. Wild card line, you're on the air.
Prediction. If Hillary is indicted, she will be the victim of an Arkansas suicide.
The circle grows larger. East of the Rockies, you're on the air.
Scary thought, Freeman in Missouri.
West of the Rockies, you're on the air.
Yeah, are you going to have anyone on that speaks about the Montauk project?
I've had many people on who speak about that. First-time caller line, you're on the air.
Yeah, Bowman delivering papers in Washington State about Hillary and Bill and who would forgive whom. It's like asking Charlie McCarthy if he would forgive Edgar Bergen.
Yeah, thank you. A wild card line, your turn, you're on the air.
Art, why do you keep calling me? Leave me alone.
All right, east of the Rockies, you're on the air.
Yes, I just wanted to inform the public that government agencies regulate pesticides on the basis of risk versus benefit, and that that means that risk to your health versus benefits to the food industry's profits, rather than primarily protecting the human health, are...
That sounds good, unless you're in the hospital somewhere. West of the Rockies, you're on the air.
Yes, Art, Skip from Placerville. America in turmoil. 50% of the people are worried about losing their jobs. The other 50% are worried that they're going to get one.
All right. That's probably right. First-time caller line, you're on the air.
Yes, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, calling to tell you and the American public that all voting does is placate the public into thinking that they have an opinion, and also voting gives you jury duty.
Indeed. That'd be WFTL in Fort Lauderdale, right?
That's WFTL.
All right, you're my first caller from FTL. Wild card line, you're on the air.
Bakersfield needs you back.
All right, thank you. East of the Rockies, you're on the air.
I'm on the air?
Yes, you are.
This is Josh from Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Hi, Josh. Go.
And I just wanted to complete that thought by Rene Descartes. I think, therefore I am.
Therefore I am, I think it is. West of the Rockies, you're on the air.
Hi, Art. This is Ann from Fullerton.
Yes.
And what if they spelled interstate in Hawaii, I-N-N-E-R?
Interstate. Very good. Thank you. Very good. East of the Rockies, you're on the air.
Yeah. Snow plow drivers drive the truck by the house and plow the roads out. I'm Marty in Kansas City.
Well, all right. But see, the question was, how do they get to work? Surely they don't have the snow plow at their house. Wildcard line, you're on the air.
Everyone listening to Art Bell during Past Blast, be sure to leave your radio on when you call in.
Yes.
Leave your radio on when you call in.
What good advice.
Leave your radio on when you call in.
First time caller line, you're on the air.
Hello, this is Ken from Houston.
Yes.
For your remote viewing?
No. We're not taking those during Fast Blast. East of the Rockies, you're on the air.
Clinton, divorce Hillary, marry Princess Di. Art, what's your date of birth, your time of birth? And where were you born?
I was born on Camp Lejeune in North Carolina. I was born at 12:53, I think, in the afternoon. June 17th, 1945, west of the Rockies. You're on the air.
I got two quick comments. I'm calling from Alaska, and KENI is no longer on the water. They moved into the Diamond Center. And number two, anybody but Clinton in 96.
All right. First-time caller line, you're on the air.
Yeah, I was just wondering if that idiot that thought up the idea of poisoning the drug supply was sucking on a cigarette when he thought of it.
He probably was, as a matter of fact. Thank you. A wild card line, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi, Art. This is Mick from Moorpark. In Japan, they already have a policy of making people scrap their cars when it hits a certain number of miles. The motors are for sale here in California. It's soon to happen here.
I believe it. East of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hello.
Greetings from the mid-south plains of the United States, the new desert, where we've gotten rain 4 out of the last 6 days.
Well, I bet everybody back there is heaving a big sigh of relief.
We're not quite dancing naked, but we're close.
All right, my friend. Thank you. West of the Rockies, you're on the air.
Good morning, Art.
Good morning.
Yes. One thing about the chupacabra, if I'm pronouncing that right.
Chupacabra, sir. Say it. Let me hear you. Chupacabra.
Not bad. One thing you haven't hit on when it comes to that little creature, for it to avoid humans the way it does and everything, it would have to have an IQ of about 300.
Well,
and if that would be the case, we couldn't let it live and we'd have to keep it in the cage if we did.
All right, sir. Thank you. First time caller line, you're on the air. Well, that wasn't clear. Do the wild thing. It's 702-727-1295. Wild card line, you're on the air.
La chupacabra, bite your face off in the night.
Yes, it does. West of the Rockies, you're on the air.
Yeah, it's a dream catcher with a purple and a green feather.
No, it isn't. East of the Rockies, you're on the air.
New Orleans, Louisiana, the chupacabra's being chased by vampires in the French Quarter.
All right, thank you. East of the Rockies, you're on the air.
Hey, hi, Art Bell, how you doing?
Okay.
Hey, listen, this is Rod. I'm calling from the Virgin Islands, all the way in St. Thomas.
Oh, yes.
We got you. Hey, listen, I want to wish you a happy birthday from everybody down here. We listen to you all the time, and we love you.
Well, thank you, and it's good to know that you people in the Virgin Islands can get through on the East of the Rockies line. Now we know.
Well, I tried real hard.
All right, well, you made it. Thank you. That's good to know. Virgin Island people can get through on the East of the Rockies toll-free line. West of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hi.
What if Major Dames knows the future because he is privy to HAARP plans so that he can establish credibility for Operation Starman?
The Major has seen that HAARP played. Wild card line, you're on the air.
Did you hear about the new KFC Hillary special?
East of the Rockies, you're on the air.
Hey, what the heck is this super copper thing?
You'll find out late one night. Wild card line, you're on the air.
I heard the reason why you're such a good man is because your father was a Marine.
He was indeed. East of the Rockies, you're always a Marine. First time caller line, you're on the air.
Hey, Art, how's it going? This is Matthew in Hollywood.
Hello, Matthew.
Hey, I was just thinking when that caller was asking about who God was talking to.
Yes.
I was thinking, and then you said, first words he said was, let there be light.
Right.
I was thinking, time there's no time without light. So as soon as he...
As soon as there was light, that's correct. Exactly right. That's the point I was trying to make. He was probably referring to the Holy Spirit. But yes, isn't that something?
Yeah, that was
to
a brainstorm. I heard you say, I was all sitting there by myself. I'm like, the angels. Whoa, that was a great answer.
It was the best I could do quickly.
All right, Art, happy birthday.
Take care. West of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hi.
Mr. Bell.
Yes.
This is Sandman in Seattle. How you doing?
I'm fine.
Hey, a few weeks ago, I sent a little book off to you called Pandora's Clock.
Oh, I've got it. I'm reading it. No, I am reading it.
Do you like it thus far?
Yes.
I understand they're going to make a movie out of it.
I bet they are. That is my current read.
Good. Yeah, I hope you enjoy it. I figure you would. It's got death and disease and all the good stuff in it. You just so much enjoy.
Yes, you know me well.
Hey, I also liked your little synthesizer, voice synthesizer that you have.
Cool, huh?
When did you get that, anyway?
Well, I began to look into it when I had a few people using it on me, and then people started calling me up and saying I was the devil's toe jam and stuff.
Right, I remember that.
Yeah, there you go. So I figured, just like when they said I'm in the CIA,
yeah.
What the hell? You know, if they're going to think that I'm the devil's toe jam, I'm CIA, 99th degree Mason, and other stuff that I can't even talk about, I might as well go ahead and say, yeah, that's me.
Certainly. And then,
you know,
hey, I wonder what the Bigfoot's voice would sound like through the synthesizer.
Something like this.
Something like that. Yeah, that'd be cool.
Thanks.
You bet.
See you later. Yeah, that's it. I've taken that tack, you know, I mean... The more you deny something, the more people say, that's you. You're a one-worlder. You're in the Trilateral Commission, aren't you? The Council on Foreign Relations, we know you sit there. You're a Mason. You're CIA. You're the devil. Well, don't deny it. I mean, it stops them cold. You know, if they think you're the devil, let them think you're the devil. West of the Rockies, you're on the air.
Hi, Art. This is Barbara in Surprise, Arizona, the other part of the desert. Happy,
Hello.
Happy birthday. Love
Thank
your
you.
Show.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. A wild card line, you're on the air.
Yeah, Art, I wanted you to know and everyone who's listening that I still love my ex-girlfriend, Suzanne, in Fresno, California, KMJ.
All right, Suzanne, he still loves you. First-time caller line, you're on the air.
Yeah, the number of your years total is higher than the number of your IQ, your intelligence.
Well, thank you. That's so sweet of you. East of the Rockies, you're on the air.
Quick question. A couple of days ago, you had a guy come on, just a caller, who had dreams that were coming true about sports events.
Yes.
I was wondering, which name did he say for the U.S. Open?
I think it was Tom Watson, and I think he blew it. First-time caller line, you're on the air.
Yeah, when will you have Major Dames back on again?
I just had him.
I know, but he's that good.
I know. Well, we'll have him on again soon. West of the Rockies, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Stan from Bakersfield.
Hi, Stan.
And you've lost your KNZR here.
Well, we're moving to Kern, that's why.
Good.
All right?
Good night.
All right, good night. Wildcard line, you're on the air.
Yeah, every time I see Bob Dole on TV, he's crying. I think I'm going to vote for Lamb.
Well, there is something to that. You know, Bob Dole does shed a lot of tears. It's not necessarily bad, but it's been more than a little lately. First-time caller line, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Simona from San Diego.
Hi, Mona.
Hi. Well, actually, it's Simona.
Simona, all right.
I just wanted you to know I love your show, and I wanted to ask you, in your music, are you using anything by Dead Can Dance?
No, I'm not. East of the Rockies, you're on the air. West of the Rockies, you're on the air.
Hi, Art, to call from L.A. The other day I saw on our news here that 14 tourists in Scotland saw the Loch Ness Monster and confirmed it for about 5 minutes. Why didn't any of them have a camera?
It's a good question. I also heard that same news. 15 people saw the Loch Ness Monster. Wildcard line, you're on the air.
This is Kiwi in Honolulu.
How you doing?
Just one point. Everybody, the Bible is a very nice story, but don't take it so seriously. Also, watch A&E Biography on A&E.
Okay? All right. Thank you. East of the Rockies, you're on the air.
Destroy the oligopoly and kill the Masons.
Oh, now don't say that to a 99th. West of the Rockies, you're on the air.
Hi, Art. This is ultra-conservative TJ from San Clemente. Just a reminder that gun control is hitting what you aim at.
It certainly is. As a matter of fact, it's in the Supreme Court right now, and they're going to take a look at Brady. First-time caller line, you're on the air.
Happy birthday, Art. This
Thank
is
you.
Gordon from Columbia Mo on KFRU 1400.
Yes, sir.
And we're about to lose you at the top of the hour. You've got to tell us the object before the top of the hour and what Craig said.
All right, I'll do it. Thank you. Wildcard line, you're on the air.
Good morning, Art. Bryn Marie.
Hi.
Some primal termites knocked on wood and tasted it and found it good. And that is why your cousin May fell through the parlor floor today.
Thanks, Bryn. That's so Bryn. West of the Rockies, you're on the air.
Hey, in Denver, we just had Graham Hancock here, and he had a great speech there. But I wanted to say, if when you get him in there, you know, he overlooked the fact that the Sphinx is obviously a combination of Virgo and Leo. It did not begin in Leo. It began in Virgo.
All right, we'll ask him about that. First-time caller line, call us toll-free at 1-800-618-8255. That's terrible. That's I can't air that. Wild card line, you're on the air.
Hi, Art.
Hi.
Love your taste of music, and happy birthday to you.
Thank you, and have a good morning. First-time caller line, you're on the air. No, east of the Rockies, you're on the air.
Robert, murder capital world, New Orleans. Happy 51, and may you have 51 more. God bless America.
Thank you, my friend. West of the Rockies, you're on the air.
Yes, in 89, the communism supposedly died, and the head of the beast was supposedly wounded unto death. And now they're coming back to communism, and all the world wondered after the beast.
East of the Rockies, you're on the air.
Here, kitty, kitty.
Not bad. Wild card line, you're on the air.
Hey now.
Hey now. Or maybe he said K now. That's Denver. West of the Rockies, you're on the air.
Hi, Art. Love your show, Mike in Santa Barbara.
Hi, Mike.
I'd like to see you get on Packet Radio.
Packet Radio. Well, that's about the last hurdle for me, so expect me there soon. Wildcard line, you're on the air.
Hey, everybody, look in the July issue in the back in the classified ads of Pop Mechanics. You can write a letter to Timothy McVeigh of the Freeman if you want to, but I wouldn't put your return address on there. Thank you.
You're welcome. First-time caller line, you're on the air.
Hey, this is John from Illinois.
Hi, John.
And?
Say? Yes?
Is Jesus Satan the father? The male aspect of God? God forbid, Solomon forbid, and you think Solomon believed in reincarnation? Thanks a lot.
You're welcome. A lot. Wild card line, you're on the air.
Hi, Art. Dave from Thousand Oaks, California.
Yes.
One quick question about that voice-changing device that you have.
Yes.
Can you do that laugh in a really high voice as well as a low one?
You would be very surprised what I could do. I could go absolutely crazy, or I can go the other direction. I can go in any direction I want. I can go absolutely nuts.
Uh-oh.
Does that help you?
I'll bet.
West of the Rockies, you're on the air.
Oh, how would you like to get Nader on your show as a guest?
I would, actually. You mean Ralph Nader, right?
Yeah, I got a Nader. I got it. Number here for you, Art.
Well, you can't give it on the air, so you're...
Well, I can give it to you. You can press that.
That's
number.
True. I can... Hold on, then. Hold on. I'll take it from you off the air. Sure, he'd be fun to have on. All right. We're halfway through this hour's Fast Blast. We'll do another half hour. Sure is fun. And
this is Premier Networks. That was Art Bell hosting Coast to Coast AM on this Somewhere in Time. Bell, Somewhere in Time. Tonight featuring Coast to Coast AM from June 17th, 1996.
More Fast Blast on the way to the top of the hour in just a moment. A quick note from Major Dames, who of course is listening to the program right now. What we're doing is not actually remote viewing. Although I guess it could be. It's telepathy. In other words, my concentrating on something and trying to translate that to you is actually telepathy and not technically remote viewing. And I'm sure that is technically correct, though somebody certainly could come in here, I'm sure, and watch me watching the object, and that would be indeed remote viewing. West of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hello.
This is Ron from Enterprise. Life's the life of war. I only wish I'd have read the instructions more before I opened life's front door. But now I know that time will pass and death is after that.
Well, that's as sure as taxes. First time caller line, you're on the air.
Yeah, I just wanted to let you know you have a great show. This is Leona from Pueblo, and if Ron's listening, I love you, hon.
Leona loves Ron. Thank you, Leona. Wildcard line, you're on the air.
All right, happy birthday.
Thank you.
I want you to do an AltaVista search for Ergate.com.
All right, we'll take a look. East of the Rockies, you're on the air.
Yeah, Art, can you tell me how to get you in?
I can't really hear you.
Oh, oops, sorry. This is Lee in San Antonio.
Yes.
I want to ask you, how do I get you after WAI goes off in San Antonio?
Well, on the Internet, pretty much that's your only shot down there as far as I know. I know we go off at 2 a.m. Pacific, so the Internet has real audio if you've got a computer. West of the Rockies, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Halcyon from Pound Our Bell. I'm just on the IRC. I'm just wishing you a happy birthday from us down there.
Thank you, and please say hi to everybody on the IRC for me. First time caller line, you're on the air.
Art Bell?
Yes. Thank you. Wildcard line, you're on the air. Nope, guess not. First time caller line, you're on the air.
Hi, Art. How are you doing?
Okay.
Is it a diamond ring?
No. East of the Rockies, you're on the air.
It's a baseball bat.
West of the Rockies, you're on the air.
Hey, I want you to clear this Antichrist thing up, Art. Go ahead and claim Jesus Christ as the Messiah, and you're not the Antichrist, right?
Well, people would say it anyway. Doesn't matter what I say. Wildcard line, you're on the air.
Hey, the voice of Dave says, watch the moon, always check the mirrors, and see y'all in the dream time. Good night.
Good night. East of the Rockies, your turn. You're on the air.
Hi, Art.
Hi.
This is Randy from Nebraska.
Yes, Randy.
You know, when you had Major Dames on that first half-hour segment,
yes,
you asked him where people should go to prepare for this, and he said cold weather climate would be good because it would protect them from diseases.
Yes.
And then when you asked him where he was planning on going, he said...
Time is short.
West and south from
that's
where
right.
he's at in California.
That's right. Yes, yes, yes.
And I'd also be interested in knowing what...
Why did you repeat that to me? I know what he said. First time caller line, you're on the air.
Art, this is the Seeker from IRC.
West of the Wildcard line, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Matt from Eugene.
Yes.
If you meet up with La Chupacabra, chances are he will no habla.
Yeah, well, I won't. It's all end up with no blood. East of the Rockies, you're on the air.
How are you doing, Art? This is Bill in St. Louis.
Yes.
Hey, there's a sign on the highway has a picture of a guy in a Hooter outfit saying, Hooter guys, worse than get a grip.
West of the Rockies, you're on the air.
Art Bell.
Yes.
This is Tony from Denver.
Hi, Tony.
Just two quick points here. I'm a biology student. Just wanted to mention that even my professors and such estimate that we've only discovered 8% of the world's species. And also, with your white and black thing you were wondering about earlier, white is all colors and black is the absence of color.
All right, thank you. I knew it was one way or the other. Wildcard line, you're on the air.
Hi, Art. Liberal Sue in Illinois.
Hey.
KSD country.
Yes.
I just want to say happy birthday to my favorite conservative.
Oh, that's kind of you, Sue. Thank you and good morning.
Good morning.
Liberal Sue. Boy, she sent some scorching faxes. First time caller line, you're on the air.
Good morning, Art. Pat and Saninello, KYOS.
Yes.
Many happy returns of the day to you.
Thank you.
Two comments. Since cigarettes are illegal to be smoked in a grocery store, why in the world are they allowed to sell something that's illegal to use on their premise? And the smoking law was defeated twice, the anti-smoking in California on the ballot, and they turned around and made it city ordinances.
All right, we've got to hold it there. There's also somebody who just said cigarettes are the only product that, if used exactly as instructed, will be sure to kill you. East of the Rockies, you're on the air.
Yes, Art. Outrider, Oklahoma City. Agent provocateurs have been not researched enough in our current social political situation. Also, I encourage everybody to buy a shortwave radio before FEMA makes them illegal.
All right. West of the Rockies, you're on the air.
Hi, Art. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
I got two quick things to say. A gun kills when somebody pulls the trigger, and if you're hungry, out of work, you're an environmentalist.
First time caller line, you're on the air.
Hello, Art.
Hi.
This is Ellen from Arizona City, Arizona, and I think it's a creosote bush.
You do, huh?
Uh-huh.
All right. Wild card line, you're on the air.
Talk to the tree people often.
West of the Rockies, you're on the air.
Hi, Art.
Hello.
Hi, Art.
Yes.
Hello.
Yes. Go, go, go.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank
and
you.
And I wanted to tell you, when you reach 50, you are in the old age of your youth, but when you reach 51, you are in the youth of your old age.
I'll try and bear that in mind as I cry later. First time caller line, you're on the air.
All right. Rich from La Habra, California.
Yes, sir.
Hey, when in combat, never share your foxhole with someone braver than you, and never forget that your weapon was made by the lowest bidder.
It's true. Wild card line, you're on the air.
Did you know, Art, that there was a volcano in New Zealand today?
I did know that. I saw it. It spewed ash 8 miles into the air, dear.
Incredible.
Yes, indeed. Thank you. First-time caller line, you're on the air.
I said shut up, and then close your mouth and stop talking.
West of the Rockies, you're on the air.
Good evening, Air Bell.
East of the Rockies, you're on the air.
Yes, I am Rico in Minnesota.
Hi, Rico.
I'm a really confused hermaphrodite.
As a matter of fact, Rico, they named a law after you. First time caller line, you're on the air. And it applies to both sexes. Go ahead. Nope. Wild card line, you're on the air.
T-Ben rules.
Oh, I missed that. What rules? West of the Rockies, you're on the air.
Yeah, this is Mark up in Sparks.
Yes.
And I had a piece of advice for you now in your old age.
I need advice in my old age.
Yes, make sure when you're walking around at night, keep some lights on so you don't trip and fall into a black hole.
Thank you. East of the Rockies, you're on the air.
The thing on your table is a Roman warrior's helmet.
A wild card line, you're on the air.
Hey, I called earlier and I forgot to ask you a question.
Well, you're not allowed to call back. First time caller line, you're on the air.
Hi, Art. This is Monty of Michigan.
Monty of Michigan. I like that.
Yeah, thank you. When you had Stan Friedman on the other evening, he mentioned that there was this magazine down in Brazil.
Yes.
That had the information on the crash.
That's right, yes.
I sent you a website that has that.
I got it.
Okay.
I got it. Thank you very much. West of the Rockies, you're on the air.
Thanks to those who love the earth. Those who don't are missing what's holding them up.
First time caller line, you're on the air.
Hello, Art Bell.
Yes.
Hi, this is Nancy, and I'm calling from Eagle Point.
Yes.
And I would just like to tell you that your birthday is a red serpent in the Mayan dream spell.
Does it have horns?
Yes, it's a red serpent. That's the life force. And I would also like to talk to you about the Gabriel's horn thing.
Oh, my Gabriel's horn. Yes, well, I'll try and fit it in. East of the Rockies, you're on the air.
It's a wooden duck. It's like painted yellow.
Uh-huh. West of the Rockies, you're on the air.
Hello, this is Matt from Farmington, New Mexico.
Howdy.
You know, tonight, with your remote viewing thing, would be a great chance for Major Dane to put up or shut up, you know?
Well, he said he actually put up. He said it's not really remote viewing, and he's, of course, correct. First time caller line, you're on the air.
Morning, Art. Gary from Santa Rosa. And I'd just like to say, Gaia, lock and load.
Wild card line, your turn, you're on the air.
Hi, Art. We women of the world say enough already of having our tax dollars go for male aggression in the military and the criminal justice system while we only commit 1% of the violent crimes. Enough already, and visualize world peace through castration.
Uh-huh. Boy, doesn't that give you the shivers? East of the Rockies, you're on the air.
Yes, why do we drive on parkways and park on driveways?
There's no real answer for that. It's like, why are there interstates in Hawaii? West of the Rockies, you're on the air.
Wake up, America, and smell the Clintons.
First time caller line, you're on the air.
Sam in Nebraska, touchdown, touchdown, touchdown. Bring back Pavelka.
Wild card line, you're on the air.
T-Ben rules. Thank you.
You're welcome. East of the Rockies, you're on the air.
Oh.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Why don't the explosion in the volcanoes may be the open event to keep it from blowing up on the other side.
Well, that's a good theory, but, I mean, still, high explosives on Vesuvius, come on. West of the Rockies, you're on the air.
Hell, Satan.
Oh. Now, see, that sounded even more evil than some of my stuff, didn't it? First time caller line, you're on the air.
Yes, I just called to see if any famous singer sung you happy birthday this year.
Not this year, but I saved the one from last year. Wild card line, you're on the air.
Groom the commies out of your hair. Use atomic combs.
East of the Rockies, you're on the air.
First time callers, area 702-727-1222.
West of the Rockies, you're on the air.
If you want to have more fun like you had with the Ouija board, keep encouraging remote viewing and telepathy.
All right. The Devil's Playground, eh? Wild card line, you're on the air.
Hey, Arch, happy birthday. This is Anson from Missoula. And in the immortal words of Mark Twain, God, please save me from your followers.
Yeah. We'll be right back. East of the Rockies, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Lori in Memphis.
Hi, Lori.
I wanted to say happy birthday
to you. Thank you.
And hi to my fellow Nolies.
All right. Boy, that's a nice accent. West of the Rockies, you're on the air.
Hey, Art. This is Scott from California.
Yes, Scott.
I'm talking about the white supremacists that you were having there, how they could be Christians.
Yes.
And my hypothesis, I guess you would say, is that they said they would be robed in white garments, and also Jesus came down robed in flesh. So I was wondering if they could make a correlation of those two.
Anybody could, sure. First time caller line, you're on the air.
Good morning, Art.
Morning.
Chile con chupacabra.
I don't know what that means.
That's the hottest dish in town.
Wild card line, you're on the air. Nope, east of the Rockies, you're on the air.
Buck from Who Dat?
Who Dat? Yes, down New Orleans.
Yeah, Robin Namely is a chupacabra.
All right, thank you. West of the Rockies, you're on the air.
Hello, Art. Skip in Colorado.
Yes.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Please give your fax number again.
All right, it's...
Harp may need to be done. How would you tell the world when they wake up tomorrow everything would be different? And I just thought, if Clinton could pardon Hillary to one of the country club prisons, there could be more golf, state dinners with escorts.
Sheesh. Fax number, area code 702-727-8499. Wildcard line, you're on the air. First time caller line, you're on the air.
All right, Bill.
Yes.
Jenner, the chupacabra came to the back door, and the head turned around, and it was Janet Reno.
West of the Rockies, you're on the air.
Happy birthday, Art.
Thank you.
We are all a part of God. I'm sending you A Course in Miracles.
All right, I'll look forward to that. East of the Rockies, you're on the air.
Hello, this is Larry from the Midwest. Hello.
Hello.
If you come down to Arkansas, you'll win one of these free gifts: a new car, a new house, a big screen TV, or a 35-millimeter camera.
That's an invitation. Wild card line, you're on the air.
Happy birthday, Buddha Belly, from the Perfect Ten, and I just wanted to let you know, I am a goddess.
I'm sure you are. First-time caller line, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Debbie in Wilmington.
Hi, Debbie.
Wilmington, North Carolina. I never hear anybody from here.
Well, now we have.
Can I sing happy birthday? Real fast?
Real fast.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. I want to go to Machu Picchu with Dan and Brinkley and you.
Oh, that sounds inviting. West of the Rockies, you're on the air.
Yes, Art. Happy birthday. And I want to say when you had Major Dane on the phone.
Yes.
When he said move south and west, was that the Netherlands?
Yes, the Netherlands. See you there. East of the Rockies, you're on the air.
Art.
Yes.
Yeah, consolation for Christian doubters. Luke 12:10 basically says.
No. First time caller line, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Raymond from St. Charles, Missouri.
Yes.
And I'd like very much to know about the Griffin sightings from a few weeks back.
Well, we'll see what we can find out for you. Wild card line, you're on the air. Good morning.
The Tasmanian devil's got a tattoo of me on his arm, huh?
West of the Rockies, you're on the air.
Good evening, Art. We landed on your planet looking for intelligent life. Oops, we missed.
Oops, we missed. East of the Rockies, you're on the air.
Happy birthday, Art. I love you. This is Debbie in Kansas City.
Thank you, Debbie.
A while back, you were asking immortals whether or not they have gray hair. Do you remember that?
I do.
It occurred to me then that perhaps gray hair on immortals is like rings on trees.
Maybe it is. Maybe we could figure their age from that. Wildcard line, you're on the air.
Happy birthday, Art.
Thank you. West of the Rockies, you're on the air. Oh, he would have been on the air. There's some weird noise there. East... Oh, we've still got it. Oh, we've still got it. Uh-oh. I better use it over here. Let's see. First-time caller line, you're on the air.
I support an initiative to put 100,000 more guns on the street.
Wildcard line, you're on the air.
Will you please leave us chupacabras alone?
No. West of the Rockies, you're on the air.
Hi. I was wondering if it's true that Hoagland got murdered.
No, I don't believe that it is. There is a rumor going around that Richard Hoagland was robbed and killed, and I have been checking into it. I believe he's in Europe right now, and I think he's just fine, but we're checking. First-time caller line.
Call the wildcard lines, area 702-727-1295.
Oh, Al, you did the wrong thing. You're not allowed to give your last name on the air.
Sorry.
So let's try it again. This is Al calling from where?
Garden City, Kansas.
And what do you want to say, Al?
Your wife has asthma?
Yes, she does.
People don't take that too serious. But I had a son pass away at 32 years old with an asthma attack.
Let me tell you, Al, there are more people that have died of asthma in the last few years than in all of our history. East of the Rockies, you're on the air.
Hi, Art. This is the Reverend from St. Paul calling you back with my personal belief on the Almighty. It is not a he. It is not a she. It is an it, and it sure as hell blessed the world when it gave all the insomniac radio fans you. Happy birthday, dude.
That's very kind. Thank you. Wildcard line, you're on the air.
Jesus Christ is Lord. This is the Shoemaker from Savannah, Missouri. Hello, Red Racers. Art Bell, happy birthday. Bye, Marty.
West of the Rockies, you're on the air.
It may be the devil's playground, but it's God's rule.
There you go. First time caller line, you're on the air.
Chupas are homeless Republicans.
East of the Rockies, you're on the air.
This is Jesus Christ in New Orleans, and you're all going to hell.
Well, we probably are. Meet you there. Wildcard line, you're on the air.
Well, happy birthday, Art, from Pete in Portland.
Thank you.
As I looked up in the sky, La Chupacabra dropped whitewash in my eye. Boy, I'm glad the Bigfoot don't fly.
Yeah, there you go. First-time caller line, you're on the air.
Yes, Art Bell, save a tree, eat a beaver. Thank you.
You're welcome. East of the Rockies, you're on the air.
Yes, Art, do your new listeners a favor, and while you're gone on vacation, have the interviews that you had with people, rerun.
All right, we'll see what we can do. Thank you very much. Listen, I want to tell everybody, the object of everybody's attention and thought and my concentration with whatever that experiment was a brass, figurine or statue of four dolphins leaping in the air. And the only person who got it was a fellow named Craig from Erie, Pennsylvania. Congratulations. He nailed it right on the head. All the rest of you missed it.